Good evening and welcome out to the Hound Pound as we are getting set for the Maryville High School football home opener tonight. Kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock between Maryville and the Pleasant Hill Roosters. Alongside Philip Horn, I'm Matt Tritton. Our sideline reporter for this evening's game is Caroline Porn. Thanks for tuning in for this game where Maryville looking to bounce back after a tough week one. The Spoof Hounds dropped a game on the road to Pleasant Hill 61-12. Looking to come out and get win number one against Pleasant Hill, who had their first MEC matchup of the season there in week one. They beat Savannah on the road 14-12. They're trying to take down two Midland Empire Conference teams in back-to-back weeks. Phillips, we look at this game, we're in for a good one. Not only do we have two teams that want to run the football, play physical, grind it out, we've also got a great atmosphere for this one. We've got packed stands. We've got Maryville coming out of their home greens. We've got a new surface, a new video board, and it's also youth night. There's a lot of energy in this one.
Yeah, what happens when you add about $1 million to facility upgrades in the way of turf at the football stadium and then across the way over at the baseball softball? You throw about $500,000 in for a beautiful video board, one that I think will be the envy of the entire conference, if not most Class 3 schools, probably 4 and 5. And then we've got the Spoof Hounds coming out for the first time of the tunnel. The tunnel is Spoofy's mouth. I think there's going to be smoke. We hope there's fireworks to follow, and that is in the form of Maryville. And we're seeing, probably going to see at least, that rushing attack of Maryville. Hopefully step it up. Last week, not the result we wished for. However, there were positive things that came out of last week's game against Blair Oaks. There were some drives that just stalled toward the end. A couple fumbles, a couple interceptions. We saw some promise out of that Maryville offense, particularly with a very beefy offensive line. They're going up against a team out of Pleasant Hill, down close to the Kansas City area. They're 1-0. They took on Savannah last week, got out of there with a two-point victory, a late safety, made that a two-point game for Pleasant Hill. They're out of the Missouri River Valley Conference, and like you said, they're looking to go 2-0 against the MECC Conference, but Maryville's here to say not so fast.
Well, as you mentioned, Maryville, tough one against Blair Oaks, turned the ball over five times in that football game. So obviously cleaning things up, playing clean football at the end of the day is what it's all about for Maryville in this one. You mentioned the facilities, the crowd, the atmosphere. Caroline Porn is our sideline reporter for tonight's football game and throughout the high school football season here on KXEV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe. Caroline, also a senior here at Maryville High School. You've got a pretty unique perspective joining us media-wise, but also going to school, the pep rally, participating as a student, but then being down there and getting a feel for what this is like on the field. Give it to me from your perspective of how this game feels, the home opener for the Hounds.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, the pep rally today was spectacular. We really got everybody excited, and we have a packed student section with the theme tonight being tie-dye. If you were here, you'd see us throw up tie-dye packets at kickoff, really just bringing the excitement to the game. Also, the boys and the spectators could not ask for better weather. Last week it was humid, it was hot, it was muggy. This week we see cool weather, a nice breeze, and even in the sun it's not too bad.
It's beautiful weather. It should be a fun game tonight. Maryville coming off a tough loss. What is the feeling like with this football team, getting to see these guys in the hallway, talk to them a little bit? Were spirits down? Were they still pretty optimistic about bouncing back after a tough week one?
Well, after week one, I would say at the beginning of the week, they were a little down. They were all just kind of working through that tough loss. But as the week progressed, Coach Webb and everybody else got them really fired up about this game. You know, it's the first opener at this beautiful facility, and they are the team that really just gets to open up this new chapter. And they are excited for this game. They're excited for this season. And most importantly, they are just excited for tonight and to get some action in.
And how about this stat, Matt? In week two, Maryville has found almost perfect success. Since playing Blair Oaks, Maryville is 5-1 in week two. Now, all those games were against Harrisonville. Harrisonville, a class four school. But in those games, Maryville has outscored Harrisonville 233-78. That's pretty good to see that offense might get started against Blair Oaks, but it finishes against Harrisonville. So we're hoping to see tonight that we make that 6-1 after week two success. Blair Oaks, a tough customer. This team is going to be a tough team, and according to Johnny Dykstra from the Maryville Forum, he says this has a chance to be one of the best games of the season between two teams that match up really well. So we'll get to see that tonight.
Number 3 in Class 3 is Maryville. Number 6 in Class 4 is Pleasant Hill. A ranked matchup. This one's going to be fun. We've got Chris Roush from KQ2 joining us shortly. Also, head coach Matt Webb will have your starters for Maryville coming up. Before we get to that, though, one other interesting stat that you brought up, and you kind of saw things out just a little bit late on me.
So, the last time we saw both the Bearcats and the Spoof Hounds lose their season opener, got to dial all the way back to 2010. Northwest got beat by Texas A&M Kingsville, 7-16. Maryville got beat by Lawson in a similar score. I think it was 7-15. So got to go all the way back to 2010. It was the last time we had both the big guys at Northwest and the little brothers here at Spoof Hound Land getting beat in their home openers.
Now, with that in mind, here's how those seasons ended up. Maryville ended up losing to Richmond in the quarterfinals, a 9-win season. Obviously, you'd like to see them go win a state title. Still made a run there in the playoffs. We'd love to see that again from the Hounds. Very capable of doing that. And on the Northwest Missouri State side, the Bearcats got to the national semifinals. They avenged that loss to Texas A&M. Kingsville ended up losing to Minnesota Duluth on the road. They picked up 12 wins in that season. A terrific year. Unfortunately, fell short of a national title. But at the end of the day, I think what we're trying to say is week one, it matters, but it doesn't, right?
Yeah, you got to flush it. You got to get it out of your system. And as we heard some other coaches say, you don't want to play someone that you're not going to learn from in week one. And Maryville had a lot to learn after week one, went back to tape, went back to video. They had a little soul searching, but they learned a lot about themselves after week one. So tonight, beautiful conditions, as Caroline said, with the weather about 73 degrees. Last week it was about 85 degrees, hot, humid. So they should be pretty fresh tonight. And we saw when Maryville was fresh coming out that first quarter and that third quarter, they were putting drives together. So we expect to see that here this evening.
Spoof Hounds and the Roosters kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll be joined by KQ2 News Director Chris Roush and go around the area right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Pageant, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoof Hound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Well, tonight is the home opener for Maryville High School football. The Spoof Hounds are taking on the Pleasant Hill Roosters. We are joined by Chris Roush, the news director at KQ2. Chris, we always know non-conference for Maryville is going to be pretty interesting. Coach Webb likes to go out, schedule difficult teams. We saw that in week one with Blair Oaks, who is the number one team in Class 3. This week, it's a Pleasant Hill squad that the last time we saw them, playoffs in 2022, that was a tight game until things got away from Maryville a little bit later on. This should be a fun one, especially considering
Pleasant Hill's kind of rolling through a bit of an MEC schedule here at this point, starting with Savannah and then going on to Maryville. How do you kind of handicap this one, especially knowing how last week went with the Savages?
Well, I think, Matt, when you look at it, I think this game's going to tell you quite a bit about how Maryville bounces back. But, I mean, like you said, Blair Oaks is just a really, really good football team. I mean, that's why they're at the top of the rankings at the start of this year. They play really good football. And I think the first part is going to be see how Maryville bounces back. You know, Coach Webb's going to have the boys ready to go. That's not ever going to be in question. It's just going to be all right, we got to put Blair Oaks behind us. That's week one. That doesn't matter anymore. Pleasant Hill, I mean, like you said, they had the 2-point win over Savannah last week, and you look at it there, and this game may also tell you where Savannah is, too, coincidentally, too. If Maryville Pleasant Hill is close, does that mean Savannah Maryville could be close? I mean, that's jumping a little bit further down the road in the season, but it's also maybe giving an indication of what's to come. But I think the biggest thing is seeing how Maryville responds, how quickly they respond. I think if you're Maryville, you really want to see a quick first quarter. You really jump out there quickly and, you know, kind of put maybe any doubts that people may have to bed early.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun one, and I do love the way the schedule sets up with a tough non-con for Maryville. And you also have some of that overlap, like you said. This kind of sets us up to say, what does that matchup between the Hounds and the Savages look like as we get late into October? Speaking of Savannah, they're on the road. They're taking on East Buchanan tonight. We look back a year ago, it was the Bulldogs taking down the Savages 14-0, and it was a very tightly contested football game. East Buchanan, year in and year out, is very good. How does this one match up? Is Savannah at risk of falling to 0-2?
Well, I think when you look at it, East Buchanan, a little bit of a different football team this year. Trevor Klein obviously graduating, but Savannah lost Kate Chappelle too. I mean, the two of the best running backs in the state graduating this past May, and you look at what East Buck did in week one against Central down in Kansas City, and they took care of business. It didn't take very long to put that game out of reach, but that was a Saturday game. So in a roundabout way, East Buck's going off, not as much preparation time to get ready, but I think Coach Ritter and that crew will be ready for Savannah again. And as Savannah, they don't want to start off 0-2, but East Buchanan's a really good football team as well, but this is another one of those kind of early season matches where if you think about it, you're like, well, Gower and Savannah, those shouldn't really be, you know, two towns playing each other just because of size. But, you know, East Buchanan's in class two, and yes, Savannah's class four, but it's still a really, really good early season matchup, especially because we don't quite know what East Buchanan's going to be either yet this season, because it is a little bit of a different look without Trevor Klein being in that backfield as well, and they lost a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball too.
And I think similar to last year, if this is one that does go south on Savannah and they lose a tight football game to a smaller school, I don't think you're really batting an eye because, like you said, we know how good East Buchanan has been, and you expect that to continue on, especially after a really solid week one win there as well. Another one we want to look at that's a non-conference matchup, but will play a role in what we're going to see in November. We've got Lafayette going on the road against Richmond. This is a Class 3 District 8 matchup, or two teams that are in Class 3 District 8. What do you think early on of Lafayette, who picked up a 34-0 win over a center? And I guess this kind of gives us an idea of, is Richmond the true contender in the district here early on?
I think, Matt, you hit it there with the shutout victory for Lafayette. I think for this group and Coach Doherty, getting a week one home win, shutout fashion, putting up 34 points, I think that's big confidence-wise because, yeah, now you're getting a little bit of a preview of what you may see here in about 8-9 weeks down the road of Richmond is going to be a familiar face that you may see again. So I think for Lafayette, this is a very, very good early season test to see, okay, where do we stack up? Yeah, we're still young. We're still trying to get everything figured out here. Coach Doherty's still building this program up, but it also will tell us, you know, what Richmond's potentially going to look like too down the road as well.
Lafayette last year, 1-9. This year starting off 1-0 with that 34-0 win, and they've got Richmond here tonight. We've also got Maryville at home taking on Pleasant Hill, the home opener for the Spoof Hounds. Chris, thanks so much for the time. We will talk to you again soon.
No problem, man. Have a good call tonight.
That's Chris Roush, news director at KQ2. We will take a break and be back with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information, in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Maryville High School football opening up the home slate tonight, taking on the Pleasant Hill Roosters. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb. Coach, you've got a great opponent. It's the home opener. New facilities. It's youth football night. There are some evenings that maybe you have to kind of find a way to manufacture energy. This doesn't feel like one of those nights.
Not tonight. This is what high school football is all about. You've got a community that loves their football program, loves our school, loves supporting all of our student athletes. And Friday Night Lights is not only about the football team, but it's about everybody else. And it's the band, it's the cheerleaders, it's the barbecue smell in the air, it's the run-out tunnel, it's the environment. And those are what make life memories. We're going to make one tonight.
Couldn't ask for better weather for this matchup, Pleasant Hill and Maryville. We look at the Roosters. This is a team that wants to play physical football. Lost some impactful seniors from a year ago, but they returned some really good players, especially in that backfield. How do you slow this team down tonight?
Yeah, I think what you said is right. I mean, their strength is their front, their offensive line and their backs. And on defense, it's their front six. You know, their D linemen and their linebackers are – they're pluggers, and they are good guys, and they are big and strong. And we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. I think this is one of those games that you're going to be able to see both teams trying to, kind of instill their will. And they had a really good game last week against Savannah. Came out with a tight victory, 14-12. Just a really good opponent. And, we matched up with them a couple years ago in the quarterfinals. We knew they'd be coming back, and sure enough, they got a great squad. Coach Hamilton does a great job with them.
Progression from offseason through week one and now heading into week two, what have you seen out of Matthew Walter at quarterback and some of those guys in the backfield that didn't get many carries last year?
Yeah, you know, I think we noticed last week on you lose 61-12 and you're like, gosh, where are the positives? I mean, I saw so many positives. We run hard. Matthew's a great leader. He knows how to get us in and out of plays. He wants to play better this week than he did last week. Obviously, he knows he can play better. I see a humbleness in him and an attitude to hey, let's wipe the slate clean and really work on some fundamentals that he knew he needed to work on. But I see our backs as a physical group. You watch us finish runs, man. We finish forward. You know, we don't get pushed back, and then that's going to be our identity.
Obviously, coming out playing clean football, cleaning up turnovers is a huge part of any football game. But a ranked Class 4 team like that, that's magnified a little bit more tonight.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we got to find ways and learn from our mistakes from last week. And before you ever win a football game or any contest, it doesn't matter what sport you're in. You got to not lose it. And we did some things that put us in a really bad situation last week, whether that be in minus five in the turnover margin. We didn't get any takeaways on defense and turn the ball over on offense, and we need to fix that tonight against a good team. Special teams is a big factor in the momentum and the kickoff returns and the punt returns and just the things that you do to, you know, we did the things that hurt us, and we need to not do those tonight, play cleaner.
Coach Webb, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb. We'll take a break. Back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics and Maryville High School. Learn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions, Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562. Or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoofhound Football.
Welcome back out to the Hound Pound as we are getting set for Maryville High School football alongside Philip Porn. I am Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn is our sideline reporter for this evening's football game. Philip, while we have a moment, let's go ahead and take it through our starters for this evening's contest.
All right, looks like the captains are getting ready to go out to midfield for the first time on this new field. Spoofy's out there waiting for him. Captains today are number 37. That is a senior, Gavin McAtee. 52 is Gus McCullough. And number 9 is Lucas Viertaler. 52 is Brandon Wilmus. How about that? Those are your captains. But let's talk about that offensive line. Last week, great drive started up front with that offensive line. Your senior, Lucas Viertaler, on that right side. Senior, Brandon Wilmus. Junior, Phoenix Phillips. Junior, Cannon Scarborough. And sophomore, Mace McKim. That's your offensive line, your tight end, Major Scarborough. At quarterback is senior Matthew Walter. Had a nice game last week, over 200 yards passing. Your running backs, we'll see a bevy of those, but Sadler View, Cannon Creason, Gavin McAtee, and then split out wide will be that big, tall, lanky target, Cole Zarbano. On the defensive side of the ball, a lot of same names. Lucas Viertaler, Cannon Scarborough, Brandon Wilmus, and Phoenix Phillips. You'll see Mace McKim. Those guys are in and out along that defensive line. Your linebackers, Gus McCullough, Sadler View, Weston Talley. Your defensive backs, we've had some injuries along that defensive back field, so you are going to see Cole Zarbano. We hope to see a little bit of Brody Shepard. Zach Voss will be out there, and Cannon Creason. That is your starting lineup for tonight's football game.
And support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Spoof Hounds, a loss last week to Blair Oaks, 61-12 on the road. This is the home opener for the Spoof Hounds. The first time Maryville has had artificial turf as their surface, a great grass field for many years. But after that bond issue passed, Maryville able to get some new turf. Nottoway Valley Bank able to donate the money for the scoreboard. We have got brand new facilities. Things look ready to go. We are about set for kickoff here from the Hound Pound. Maryville and Pleasant Hill meeting up tonight on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We will step aside and be back with the opening kickoff. That's next. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com, member FDIC. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bioproven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And from Connections Bank, whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoof Hound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoof Hound Nation. Support for today's game also comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
You're listening to Spoof Hound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Well, thanks for joining us here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We've got Maryville High School football coming up. The coin toss with the captains out at midfield right now. A quick check around Northwest Missouri State Athletics, as, of course, we are rolling with fall sports, a big weekend across the board. Northwest Missouri State Volleyball dropped their match earlier today to Alaska Anchorage. They're playing them in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the Augustana Invitational. The Bearcats dropped that one in three sets, 25-22, 25-14, and 25-23. They are currently playing the host school, Augustana. That one just getting underway. We'll try to get a quick check on that one. And also cross country is in the Platte River Rumble. That is being ran in Ashland, Nebraska. It's being hosted by Creighton. So a lot of good Division I opponents in that cross country meet for Northwest Missouri State here this evening. Now, coming up tomorrow for Northwest Missouri State, we will have Bearcat football right here on KXCV KRNW as Northwest Missouri State is set to take on the University of Nebraska-Kearney Lopers, the first road game of the season for Northwest. The Bearcats dropped their opener to Minnesota State 36-22. They're looking for a bounce back in a big way and a great opportunity on the road coming up tomorrow. You'll hear that one right here on 90.5 and 88.9 with a 7 o'clock kickoff and 6 o'clock pregame on 90.5 and 88.9. Philip Porin, Spoof Hounds set to return the opening kick, and we are just about set for high school football.
And one of the things that we didn't really touch on quite yet, Maryville will get that ball start on offense. They will be faced up with a first-team All-Stater, Class 4, Brady Rowe. We heard a lot about him last year as a junior. Again, first-team All-State. This Pleasant Hill team had four guys land on those All-State rosters. Three of them, Carter Hull, Grayson Suddeth, who we heard a lot from back when we played this team, the only matchup against this team, which would have been in November of 22, Class 3 state sectional matchup. Pleasant Hill came to town and walked out with a 28-43 victory over the Spoof Hounds. A fun game to watch. Ball went up and down the field. That game, clearly Pleasant Hill wanted to rush the ball, but here we are talking about a guy who's an All-Stater on the defensive side, and we'll get to see him right away at that cornerback position, and I imagine he'll be matched up a lot against Cole Zarbano.
One guy we won't have to see Braden Bush, the 2023 Bobby Bell Award winner. That goes to the best small school offensive line, defensive line, or linebacker there in the Kansas City Metro. That was Braden Bush. Bush won the Bobby Bell Award. Now he's playing football at Emporia State, so we haven't ridded ourselves of him yet. The Bearcats will be seeing him before long. But we are just about set for football here from the Hound Pound. Teeing this one up is Kyler Wallace Riley for Pleasant Hill. He'll boot this one away from the 40-yard line. Brody Shepherd back deep for the Hounds. And the right-footed kicker, an end-over-end kick. This one comes up short, bounces about the 33-yard line, goes out of bounds. A flag falls, and Maryville will start this game with great field position.
Flags fall. Smoke is in the air. Smoke is in the air. The student section going with a tie-dye night. And you can see on the big replay board there, there's some kids that are in multiple colors. I think one of mine, Catherine, is in the front row, so she's going to bring home a lot of little paint and glitter and all that yucky stuff that hopefully washes off in the shower.
And I wish we had a camera in here so folks could see the tie-dye shirt that you wore this evening. But unfortunately, we'll just have to imagine that one. Illegal procedure, the calls, the ball goes out of bounds on the kickoff. Maryville will take it with where it went out. They're going to spot this one at the 37-yard line. So good field position for the Hounds as they will come out in their wing T formation. Going under center, it is Matthew Walter. Walter, a week ago, threw for 217 yards and a touchdown, did have a pair of picks, but still played well in his opening start of the 2024 season. He'll turn, give this one to Sadler View, around the left side view, gets to the edge. He's hit by a couple white jerseys, falls for it, and gets out near the 39-yard line, a couple yards on first down.
Last week, Maryville passed for over 200 yards, 217 yards through the air. Didn't have a 100-yard rusher, but as a team, rushed for 168 yards, and that was Sadler View, Gavin McAtee, a couple other guys with some critical carries, getting Sadler the ball quickly and early. Like to see him get involved. Maryville does, picks up a couple.
View going in motion left to right this time. He'll take the handoff this time from Walter, trying to find some space. Not a lot doing. Gets out to the 40-yard line before he's shoved back. Pick up about one that time for the Hounds, and a third down and seven is on the way.
That time looked like he was initially stopped, a little bit of a second effort, and then maybe even a third effort, and I can't, they kind of split the difference that time. So Sadler View, some tough yards to start this ball game. Maryville's probably not going to be shy with the run game.
From the Spoof Hound 40-yard line, Gavin McAtee, the back behind Walter, going in motion view, now rolling out to the left. It is Walter looking downfield on this third and seven, being rushed, trying to get away from it, going back to the right side, to the right hash, throws across his body. It is nearly caught by View, not free at the last moment by a linebacker, getting in there to knock that one away, J.J. Mooneyham, and a fourth and seven is on the way for the Spoof Hounds.
That time, Matthew Walter had some time. He created a little bit more time for himself, moving to his right, a right-handed quarterback. That's not a bad throw. But that one goes through Sadler View's hand, almost into the hands of Pleasant Hill, and one of the defenders would have had some green grass in front of him. Goes incomplete, brings up a punting situation.
So View back at the 25-yard line to boot this one away, steps up to the 30 as he gets that right leg into it. A side-winding kick bounces at the Pleasant Hill 30, goes down inside the 25 to near the 23, which is where the Roosters will start their first drive of the game after a three-and-out for the Hounds.
One thing I expect to see out of this Roosters offense is the rush attack similar to Maryville. They just want to kind of grind you and grind you. They seem like a team that wants to get to that right side. Most of the highlights they had against Savannah came from the running back to the right side using that right guard, right tackle. And Hartsdale is a tough runner. We'll be talking about number 29 a lot here tonight, bouncing off guys down in Savannah. We'll see if Maryville can make some good tackles.
But they're going to start by throwing. Sawyer Rich Creek delivers this one on the money. A pretty good chunk there on first down as he gets rid of this one and finds Cordell George.
Cordell George, a good-looking tight end, tall, and gets downfield in a hurry. He likes to run those vertical routes.
They pick up 9 yards on first down. Now the handoff will go to Hartzell, and he is wrapped up in the backfield, getting there immediately. It was Gus McCullough, takes him down back near the 29-yard line, and this will be a loss of, we'll say, about two that time for Hartzell.
I saw Gus McCullough in the hallway today, and he just had kind of a look in his eyes like he was ready to really get after it tonight. There was a good example of that.
A third down and short, another handoff to Hartzell, wrapped up in the backfield. A whole host of Spoof Hounds back there, including Phoenix Phillips. And this one is going to go for no gain. Maybe a short loss, a fourth down and short on the way for Pleasant Hill, and they quickly go three and out.
And don't you think head coach, defensive coordinator Matt Webb, he couldn't have dialed up anything better for his defense than that series right there. Gave up a big pass play on first down, but held him short on second and third down and forces Pleasant Hill to punt.
So Pleasant Hill will boot this one away. And it goes deep to the 30-yard line, taken by Cole Zarbano. Gets a block, makes a couple men miss, gets out near the 45-yard line before he's cut down. And once again, Maryville winning the field position game early in this first quarter.
Yeah, good punt that time for the Roosters. Cole Zarbano probably isn't going to beat you with straight online speed, but he's got some shifty moves, and he's hard to bring down.
Cole had a heck of a week last week receiving. Career high, 8 receptions, 104 yards against Blair Oaks, and he gets Maryville to its own 45-yard line to start drive number two.
Yeah, Cole accounted for half of those 217 yards that were thrown by Matthew Walter. Matthew Walter, his first start as a senior, he got a start last year against Benton, but, you know, he showed some poise at times, and he did find a good target there in Cole Zarbano.
He'll turn to give this one up the middle. It's Gavin McAtee. McAtee finds some space, makes a man miss, gets out across the Pleasant Hill 45, finally wrestled down at the 43-yard line.
Big chunk play that time for the Maryville ground game. Gavin McAtee, the senior, last week led the team in rushing. Tonight, he's starting off that way with a big run.
12 yards on first down. And Maryville quickly into Rooster territory. 9:07 to play in the first quarter. Spoof Hounds and the Roosters. Pleasant Hill coming in 1-0 after a two-point win over Savannah last week. Maryville a 61-12 loss to Blair Oaks. Under center again as Walter turns, gives McAtee again. McAtee hit at the line of scrimmage, fights for it, and he'll get to about the 41. He'll pick up two on first and 10.
So Gavin McAtee, I think you'll see once in a while he's going to pop it for a big run, but he's also going to get you those 2 and 3 yard runs. And I think this week you're going to see him focus on two hands on that football, kicking himself after a couple, after a fumble last week, a couple by the team. So Gavin, he's going to come right back here and he's ready to hit you in the mouth.
8:25 to play in this first quarter, second down and 8. Walter back to pass after play action. Throws across the middle, missed his receiver, looking for Major Scarborough. Maybe just a miscommunication, as I think he might have thought Scarborough might kind of sit down there middle of the field. Major kept going, and that one falls incomplete. So a third down and 8 on the way for the Hounds.
Yeah, it looked a little bit like Major might have had a little pocket to kind of set and wait, but you just don't know who's right beside you, behind you, what have you. So Matthew put the ball in a targeted area. Unfortunately, Major wasn't there.
Third down and 8. You expect this to probably be four down territory, so Hounds would like to pick up the first down, but they would take a good chunk here to get a little bit closer to the sticks if they could. Out of the shotgun, Walter looking left, wanted to throw on third down. Looking down the field, across the middle, has his receiver. This one caught at the 34-yard line, and this one's going to be, guess who, Cole Zarbano.
Big receiver, big catch. Almost looked to me like he had a little face mask at the end of that play, which would have been an automatic first down, but didn't get called by the ref, so it brings up a fourth down and a decision, but I think an easy one for Maryville. It looks like they're going to go for it.
Fourth and 1 after the 7-yard pickup. Clock is ticking inside 8 minutes to play in a scoreless first quarter. Maryville has the football on the Pleasant Hill 34-yard line. Lone setback is McAtee. They'll give to him up the middle. Follows a blocker. He's got the first down and more as he's hit, turned, and he falls forward and picks up the first down for the Hounds.
And you got to love the way that he can absorb a hit, bounce off that hit, spin, get enough for that Spoof Hound first down, keep the chains moving.
Pickup of 2. And Maryville has the first down. McAtee's picked up a couple already on this second drive of the game for the Spoof Hounds. And Maryville moved the football well against Blair Oaks in that first quarter. Couldn't punch it in. Looking to finish this drive. Handoff goes on the end around to View. View makes one man miss. Gets out close to the 30. Gets piled up. Spoof Hound teammates coming in to push him from behind, trying to pick up a little extra. He'll get 3 on first down.
Yeah, a little bit of a push that time to get him those 3 yards. But as you mentioned just a second ago, Maryville was able to move the ball on Blair Oaks. It's just they didn't finish or they shot themselves in the foot with a fumble or an interception. So if Maryville can kind of put that behind them, keep picking up some of those 3 and 4 chunk yards, if they need Cole Zarbano for a 5 or 6 pick and pop, I'm good with that. Let's just keep the ball moving down the field.
Yeah, we talked so much last year about Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis. I think we've got a pretty fun connection brewing between Walter and Zarbano early on in this season. 2nd and 7, Walter turns, gives McAtee. McAtee has a good push up front. Phoenix Phillips leading the way, and McAtee will fall out near the 24-yard line before he's brought down. He'll pick up six and bring up a third down and very manageable.
Between Phoenix Phillips and Mace McKim, those guys are going to blow up holes all season long. All you got to do is look that direction. You're probably going to find a running lane, and I like how Gavin's running strong tonight.
Third down and one. Two backs in the backfield behind Walters. He goes under center. Turns, gives, McAtee again. McAtee hit the line of scrimmage, keeps the feet moving, breaks through a tackle. And I think he's going to pick up two and the first down on third down and one.
Again, that's a big run for the Spoofhounds. Taking a hit, taking a shot, but keeping your feet, and you just picked up another first down.
That will move the sticks. They gave it a quick look. So sure enough, McAtee, the first down machine on this drive. And the Spoofhounds, you love to see too, converting on these third downs and short. We've got a timeout on the field. Inside 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and the Spoofhounds are driving. You're listening to Maryville Football on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
With Philip Porn, I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn is our sideline reporter for this evening's football game. Maryville marching. And the workhorse this drive so far, Philip, has been Gavin McAtee.
Yeah, five carries, 24 yards rushing, and he's taken some hits, held on to that football, picked up some critical yards to move the sticks on first down.
And a first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Handoff again, McAtee trying to search for some space. Not a lot there. Pleasant Hill, a nice job of taking away the run that time. And now some extracurricular. Sadler View shoves a Pleasant Hill Rooster that was going back and forth with him. A late flag, and this one looks detrimental to Maryville.
Yeah, this one looks like one of those flags that's going to back Maryville up. Sadler just getting a little bit too excited, if you will, on that play. Probably a little bit of talking that he's put up with so far for the last 7-8 minutes of this ball game, and he's done with that.
I believe McAtee will pick up one, and that was a post-play penalty. So we'll probably see a second down and about 24 on the way. We'll see officially once they spot this one or if they wipe out the play completely.
And we talked a little bit about last week Maryville just seemed to find ways to shoot themselves in the foot. This is one of those things that it's not a fumble, it's not an interception, but a costly penalty like that backs you up. You pick up a couple yards, second and 9, second and 8, now you're first and 24.
They are going to go ahead and spot this one forward and say it was second down. Back to pass, Walter. He's wrapped up as he gets into the backfield, trying to find some space, but coming up to make that sack, Brock Curtis, the sophomore linebacker for Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, that time the pressure was on quickly, and it really came from both sides. Walter tried to do a little doopsie-doo and step in front of it, but able to grab his ankles, and down he went.
So a promising drive. Maryville nearing the red zone, headed about the 21-yard line. The post-play penalty backs him up 15. That sack takes Maryville back 3. Now they're facing a third down and 27. Back to pass, it is Walter. Has a clean pocket, throws left hash, caught by Zarbono, makes a spin move, gets to the 25-yard line, goes down, a pickup of 14, and Maryville now facing, I believe, a fourth and about 13.
So 14 that time for Zarbono, 7 on the first pass play. So now 2 catches, 21 yards. We needed 24 just on that third down play, but those 14 yards get us a little bit closer. They've got it officially marked at 3rd and 13 for the Spoofhounds.
Well, the scoreboard says 3rd down. The marker on the field says 4th. Now they switched it.
There you go.
Maryville's going to go out with four wide receivers, McAtee in the backfield, probably too long for a field goal, so they're going to try to convert, back to pass, Walter looking left, looking, has some time, scrambles left, still looking, fires, lobs up a duck, this one nearly picked off, falls incomplete, Gabe Kohler right there nearly took it the other way, the incomplete pass, and we will see Pleasant Hill take over at their own 25.
Time to get some composure back, going to see that defense on the field. They had a great stand the first drive, a three and out, forces Pleasant Hill to punt. That time, again, that after the play, that dead ball foul, Sandler-View backing Maryville up. They just weren't able to get themselves dug out of that hole. So now it's up to the defense to stand strong.
Not a bad attempt there on Walter either. A fourth down, just trying to make something happen. It falls incomplete. And now we will see Hartzell going back to work. He takes the handoff. He has cut down. I believe that was Zarbano that got him in the ankles.
Great read that time for Cole Zarbano. Came in really fast and went right for those ankles and knocked him down, because this is a big guy. If you try to go chest to chest with him, you're probably going to get knocked over.
Pick up about three. Hartzell going left side this time, trying to get to the edge. He's got some room. Makes a move on Zarbano. Spins, stays on his feet to midfield. Finally brought down by Sadler-View out near the 48. That'll be a pickup of 24 for Hartzell.
And Hartzell, he's got speed. He's got size. You get him outside and off he goes. I thought I saw a flag come out there. They are going to call holding. And I got to believe that's on that left side, which freed him up. Seemed like he got an awfully big hole. That's a lot to ask to hold either Phoenix Phillips or Mace McKim over there on that right side. So something had to happen there, and it did. Referee saw it, backing that one up.
And you kind of see Hartzell's reaction as he walks back. I mean, you get that big run, you hit into plus territory, you cross midfield, and all of a sudden you're backing this one up. And now after a great gain on second down, we'll see Pleasant Hill well behind the sticks after that 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, they're backing that thing way up. But you look at that right side of that defensive line where you've got some beef for Maryville. I think I'm looking at Mace and maybe even Lucas Viertal over there. Those are two guys that when they get themselves established on the ground, they're hard to move. So they got held. Ref saw it. Couldn't see that yellow flag mixed in with the new turf.
It was kind of behind a mass of bodies back there. So a second and 13. Rolling right, Rich Creek looking down the field, throws, and he has his receiver, a catch made, and down to the 35-yard line. That is Cordell George. So give him 13 and enough for a first down.
Cordell George had a nice game against Savannah. And there you saw a nice gain that time. Oh, ball is in the air. Ball is on the ground.
Loose ball, fumble picked up by Maryville, and diving on that one in the backfield, Zach Voss comes up with the turnover, and Maryville flips momentum.
Zach Voss, right place, right time. Great job, young man, getting that ball, pick it up off the turf. He's playing a little bit of corner out there for Maryville, and made the most of that opportunity by picking that loose ball off the turf. Started with a bad snap to the quarterback. Quarterback went high for it. He kind of juggled around the air a couple of times, and then he saw nothing but a pack of hounds. Dropped the ball to the turf. Zach Voss right there to pick it up.
One of those kind of games, right? You just give him momentum back and forth. Still scoreless. 3:17 to play in the first quarter. Maryville has the ball back on the Pleasant Hill 30. Handing off this time. View looking for room on the right side, following Scarborough. He's got some room. Breaks through a tackle to the 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. View with the first touchdown here at home for the Spoofhounds.
That is what we expect to see out of this Spoofhound football team. You've got tough runners who don't give up. Sadler-View, a hard guy to bring down. He puts a little spin on. I think they thought they had him, and off he went to the races. 30-yard touchdown puts the Spoofhounds on the board.
Good lead blocking by his offensive line that time. He broke a couple tackles, and then we saw the speed from View. A guy that's tough, he's strong, he's a hard-hitting linebacker, showing off the wheels that time at running back.
You know, that last possession, Sadler had a pretty costly penalty. I love the fact that they went right back to him and let him be the hero of this drive. Put Maryville up 6. PAT's good. Maryville now up 7.
Noah Bellamy belts it through. 7-0 Maryville. 3:09 to play in the first quarter. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
7-0 after Sadler View takes that one the distance. Let's send it down to Caroline Porin on the sideline.
Yeah, well, after the first few plays, guys, the crowd is excited. And it's not just our student. Everybody here. Thanks all. Traveling well. Have a fantastic crowd, including and including our.
The excitement down there for Caroline Porn. She can't stop moving. We'll kind of keep getting a signal coming in and out, but you can tell there's a lot of energy down there. That was a big-time touchdown run by Sadler View. Now he'll boot this one deep to kick off for Aiden Miner. Miner takes this one down the middle of the field, gets across the 25, and he'll be brought down about the 26-yard line as Pleasant Hill finds themselves down by 7.
Great drive from Maryville. Love to see that you've got Cole Zarbano involved, got Sadler View involved. Sadler View bouncing off guys to make himself a touchdown, get himself to the end zone, put Maryville up 6, and you got Noah Bellamy on. Last week, 0 for 2. Tonight, 1 for 1. Starts a new season for him as well. Noah Bellamy, a sure-footed kicker.
Out of the pistol formation, Ridge Creek will give. Once again, Hartzell breaks through an arm tackle, then he's wrapped up by Mace McKim. He'll fall forward to near the 31-yard line. A pretty solid pickup. He'll get about 4 on first down. And also that last touchdown drive, credit Zach Voss. The turnover led to that Maryville 30-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, so Zach Voss back out there now. You just hope he doesn't feel a little greedy. Get one turnover, you know, you start to feel it just a little bit. But he'll play true to his position.
Nice play that time as Hartzell trying to come off the right side and sliding off his blocker to make the tackle. That was Major Scarborough. That was a nice play that time by the defensive end.
Yeah, Major Scarborough, a lot of snaps over the course of his career, and you look at him as a long, lengthy guy playing that defensive end position. He really broke down, coming down the line hard to make that tackle.
3rd and 5, Hartzell rolls left, or check that, Rich Creek throws this one down the field, looking once again for Miner. The ball falls incomplete, but Miner also went down. A flag falls. It looks like this one could be on Brett Long in the area of pass interference.
Yeah, that time Miner probably just didn't look to me like that pass was going to be complete, even if it wasn't for the pass interference, but got a little handsy, didn't have the head turned around. Referees are going to call that each and every time when your offensive player is thrown to the turf by the defender.
So a penalty on the Hounds with 2:08 remaining here in the first quarter. Maryville is in front 7-0. That pass interference coming on a 3rd down and 5, so that will move the sticks. And it will give Pleasant Hill the ball about, they'll spot it at the 47-yard line. So 1st and 10 for Pleasant Hill from its own 47-yard line. Out of the pistol formation. They fake to give to Miner. Ridge Creek will keep this one himself up the middle. He's wrapped up and driven backward by Gus McCullough. A pickup, though, of 3 by the quarterback.
Yeah, Gus McCullough, the first guy there to greet the quarterback and rip him to the ground. If he wasn't there, there are about 3 or 4 other Hounds that were right on his heels.
Quickly on the ball, Pleasant Hill, a 2nd down and 7 on the way. Rich Creek gives, once again, Hartzell up the middle. Hartzell's going to push the pile forward for about 2, then driven back. Phoenix Phillips, Mace McKim in the area. And also getting in on that tackle, looks like Weston Talley popping up from the bottom of that pile, too.
It looks like the Spruhounds are doing a really nice job of kind of rotating that defensive line in. Cannon Scarborough now in for Phoenix Phillips. Give Phoenix a little bit of a breather.
3rd and 5, 1:20 to play in the first quarter. Pleasant Hill down by 7. Rich Creek rolling left, has some pressure, gets outside to the left hash, lobs this one down the field. It is incomplete. That one appears to be intended for Jaden Young, I believe that was, down the field in the coverage. Brett Long, the ball goes incomplete, and the punting unit onto the field for Pleasant Hill.
6'2", Weston Talley was all in his face that time. And probably disrupted that throw just a little bit. Plus, you have a right-handed quarterback trying to roll to his left to complete that pass, and ball sailed well out of bounds.
Brady Rowe to punt this one away for Pleasant Hill. It's a fake. He's going to throw it. Throws it down the middle of the field. It is dropped. Sadler View nearly got a hand on it. I don't think he got it got it deflected. But Hayden Barrett, the sophomore linebacker, that one touched his fingertips on the right hash. It would have moved the sticks. Instead, it falls incomplete, and Maryville gets it back.
Hayden Barrett is going to have nightmares tonight.
That was a tough
one. He was open just
maybe
by
a little tall.
But just by an inch. Satterview gets a hand in front of that football, disrupts his vision just enough that that ball falls incomplete. But that was a timely play call by Pleasant Hill.
I think you're right. View just flashing in front of the football did enough to have that one fall incomplete. Hounds up by 7. They'll hand off to McAtee. Once again, goes up the middle. They start this drive at their own 48. McAtee will pick up 1 on first down as we are down to 60 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, minus that Sadler View 30-yard touchdown run. Yards have been hard to come by. We've been kind of chipping away at the field. A couple timely pass receptions from Walter to Cole Zarbano to keep drives alive. But, again, credit that 30-yard touchdown run for putting Maryville up 7-0. Here is the first quarter starts to wind down.
You mentioned it. It's little chunks. Boom, 30 yards. It's kind of famine feast right now for Maryville, which I think they're okay with. They're moving the football. They fire this one out left side. Zarbano catches it in the backfield, trying to find some space. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Was that a pass or was that a lateral? Deciding if we put that as a stat for a run or a pass, because it was close.
I think that I'm going to go with a run.
All right, you're the official statistician. I don't disagree. Down to 5 seconds. Looks like Maryville's going to go ahead and let the clock run out here in the first quarter. 7-0 Hounds in front of Pleasant Hill. A good football game here at the Hound Pound. The home opener for Maryville. 7-0 once again our score. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Set for the second quarter here from the Hound Pound, Maryville leading Pleasant Hill 7-0. With Philip Horan, I am Matt Tritton. Caroline Porin is our sideline reporter. We'll head down to Caroline here in just a little bit. But a solid first quarter here for the Hounds, facing, though, a 3rd-and-9 to start the second. As Shepard goes in motion left to right, back to pass, it is Walter. Looks right, now steps up in the pocket, has some room. He's going to take off and run, slips through a tackle, angles left to the sticks, gets the first down, then shoved out of bounds. A big pickup on 3rd-and-9, give him 11 and a Maryville first down.
And I think that's what we might have been missing a little bit last week. There were a couple times where there were some running lanes for Matthew Walter, and he was not seeing those as clearly against the Blair Oaks pass rush. That time he noticed that he could take off and run, use those wheels, those 11 yards, move the chains. First down for Maryville.
A big-time third-down conversion for the Hounds. 11:52 to go in the first half as Walter shoved out of bounds. They'll send Shepard in motion once again, left to right. Back to pass again as Walter, looking deep down the right side, lets this one fly, looking for Zarbano. Zarbano goes up high, brings it in, shoved out of bounds at the 6-yard line. A pickup of 34 as Walter put that one right on the money for Cole Zarbano.
What a beautiful pass. That's one of those that you probably saw in high school, Matt. You probably went up for as well. That was pretty. Probably brought back some memories. I think I might see a tear in your eye, sir.
But that was more when I was on defense. And then I'd watch the ball sail way past me for a touchdown.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't play defensive back.
Well, we do have a flag and a personal foul on Maryville.
So that's going to be after the play.
That flag's down near the 6-yard line. So after the play was over, Maryville picks up the first down. They'll back up 15. We'll see how this plays out. But regardless, that was a big-time play, Walter, to Zarbano. So it is still a first down. So they'll back this football up from the 6-yard line to the 23. Maryville, 3 penalties so far in the first half, all for 15 yards. But the post-play penalty, it's a first and 10. Walter will give to McAtee. McAtee wrapped up around the ankles. He'll fall forward for, looks like, 1 on first down.
And so far, Matthew Walter, 3 of 7, 55 yards. All 3 of those completions to the same guy, Cole Zarbano. Cole Zarbano, 55 yards through the air as well. We gave him 1 yard on a rush, backward pass, so we're going to call that a rush. Productive night for Cole Zarbano.
It's still more to come. Maryville driving once again up 7-0. 11 minutes to play in the first half. A second down and 9. McAtee, they fake it to him. Walter's going right, gets to the edge. He is hit as he goes out of bounds near the 15-yard line. That'll be a pickup. We'll see if they spot it at the 15. That'll be 6. And a third down on the way for Maryville.
8 on the play, bringing up a second down and 2 from the 15-yard line.
So good run that time for Matthew Walter. 3rd and 3, very manageable for this offense. Got a couple horses in the backfield. Going to get one of those guys the ball and trust that they can get you 2, hopefully 3, if not, probably 4 down territory.
Under center, Walter gives to McAtee, following his lead blocker of view. He's got the first down and then some. Gets out to the 8-yard line before he's brought down. Pickup of 7. That's not bad on 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, Gavin McAtee, that's his 9th rush of the game, 34 yards rushing. And we talk a lot of those pick and pops. That one, a big 7-yard gain, put Maryville in good spot at about the 10.
Up the middle once again, just a little bit that time. Well, say they shove that pile forward for a little bit more. Look at inside the 5-yard line. Down to the 4-yard line.
That was Gavin McAtee again getting that football. He's coming off to the sideline, getting a little bit of a breather. That time for a 4-yard rush, and now just 4 yards to pay dirt.
Under center once again, 2nd and goal from the 4-yard line. 2 backs in the backfield. Walter turns, gives. This is Luke Allen. Allen runs over one man, fights across the goal line. Touchdown, Hounds, up 13-0 in this first half.
I think we may have found our goal line running back. That is 2 weeks now that we've seen young Luke Allen get the ball inside the 5-yard line and just go and barrel some folks over, take a little bit of contact, but take that with him and drag defenders in the end zone if need be. Big touchdown for Maryville. See if the extra point's good.
Bellamy on for the kick. It will be Will Shield to hold this one at the 10-yard line. Snap is good. Shield with the hold. Kick on the way from Bellamy. He boots it through. 14-0. Spoof Hounds with 10:25 remaining in the first half. Maryville leading Pleasant Hill. Spoof Hounds looking for win number 1 on the season. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds right here on 90.5 and 88.9.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
10:25 remaining in the first half. 14-0 Maryville in front. Sadler View is set to kick this one away. One of the big differences week to week, we are seeing Maryville finish drives.
Maryville finished 2 drives, put themselves up 14-0. Got to be the home field advantage, the home field cooking, because we've also made both our field goals thanks to Noah Bellamy.
Kick away here from Sadler View. We'll send it down to Caroline Porn momentarily as this kick being returned by Aiden Miner from the 10-yard line. Goes forward to the 20. Now reverses course to the left side. Tries to cut up the field. He has wrapped up, brought down a few different hounds getting in on that one. Let's send it down to Caroline.
Well, let me explain what's happening tonight at the Hound Pound. We have the student section, spectators, and we have younger future Spoofhound players. We also have the high school yearbook photographers all around the facility doing lots of pictures and stuff. We also have multimedia students around with cameras and showing us the play-by-play, but also the spectators and student section. What a cool atmosphere we have here tonight.
An awesome atmosphere. And you mentioned the student media workers. We got to give a shout out to Donovan Harris for what he is doing at this school.
Yeah, he is really putting on display here. We kind of talked him up last week at halftime, and now we get to see it in real time here tonight.
And a quick interception there. Rich Creek looking for his receiver, Wallace Riley. The ball is picked off by Cole Zarbano. That pass just behind Wallace Riley, and Zarbano looked that one right into his hands, slid as he went down with it, and Maryville takes this drive over at the Pleasant Hill 34.
Cole Zarbano catching everything tonight, catching passes from Matthew Walter, catching passes from Pleasant Hill. That time again, we talked about it earlier, right place, right time. Great hands get that interception, setting Maryville up in perfect, perfect field position to start this drive, their first of the quarter.
And that was a bullet from Rich Creek. Yeah, that one got on Zarbano in a hurry. It just kind of got into the arms, and he couldn't drop it. Wedged his way in there. First and 10 for the Hounds. They'll say 33-yard line instead as a pump fake left. Now Walter will roll to the left, looks back right, has some time, now being rushed all the way to the right hash. Looking downfield, lobs this one to the sideline, and just throws that one away. A smart play with a wide receiver in the area. I believe that was Shepard. But, man, Walter also showing the ability that he's more than just a thrower, and a guy's going to hand it off. He can make some stuff happen in the backfield. That time kept the play alive, but ultimately lived to see another down.
And you love to see the fact that he's keeping his eyes downfield. Just didn't have anybody dragging across the field on a route that created some space and some opening. Good job on Pleasant Hill. That's a coverage almost sack, but it's a coverage down for Pleasant Hill. They read Cole Zarbano well on that fly route.
Second and 10 out of the shotgun, Walter. He will give this time up the middle. McAtee wrapped up at the shoelaces. He'll fall forward for a pickup of two with a third and 8 on the way. A couple score updates from around the area. One that we've been keeping an eye on in the MEC. It is Savannah leading East Buchanan 7-0 late in the first quarter. And also in the first quarter, an 8-man score, Stanbury and Rockport knotted at 14 apiece.
And next week's opponent, Chillicothe, is at Kirksville tonight. And they are down by two scores.
Interesting. Keeping an eye on all these as we go throughout the evening. Week two, but it's already fun scoreboard watching. Third down and 8 on the way for the Spoofhounds. They fake the give to McAtee. Rolling right, Walter looking downfield. Now fires this one. It goes into the hands of Creason off a deflection. He'll fall forward, pick up the first down out near the 17-yard line. And Cannon Creason that time with a great concentration.
Yeah, Lucas Van Meter thought he had a gift. That ball went right through Lucas Van Meter's bicep and into the hands of Cannon Creason. Again, right place, right time. We're seeing that a lot tonight. Get a little bit of lucky. We're pretty darn good, but we're getting a little bit lucky, too.
We'll take it. That's a 15-yard pickup as Creason hauls in his first pass of the night. First and 10, 9 minutes to play in the first half. The ball at the Pleasant Hill 17-yard line. Handoff to McAtee up the middle. Gets through the hole, and then he is hit and driven backward. Big hit that time put on by Dane Farrell from the linebacker spot.
Dane Farrell plays a little bit of offensive line. He plays linebacker that time. Really made himself known to Gavin McAtee. Gavin got his legs tied up, and then Farrell came in with a body blow.
Pickup of one that time. Farrell last year, an all-conference honorable mention offensive lineman, as you mentioned, stepping up with a big hit from his linebacker position. So a second down and 9 for the Spoofhounds. They'll sit Major Scarborough just off the right side of the formation to the right. They'll give into the backfield. It's Creason, has a hole. He gets upended out near the 8-yard line, but some patience that time for Creason. A solid run. He'll pick up 8.
Creason's a patient runner. You see Satherview, a patient runner. Then you kind of bring in that hammer with Gavin McAtee. But those guys have some differing styles, and when they let the play develop, they seem to be able to pick up those big chunk yards. That time, Cannon Creason for 8 yards. And Maryville in really good shape. Need a couple. And they've got the ultimate jackhammer in there. Looks like Luke Allen's in the backfield again.
Third down and short in the backfield at wingback view. And then the two split backs, Allen and McAtee. There is a lot of power between those three as Walter goes under center. He'll give to McAtee. Following Allen, he gets this one. Hit by Farrell near the line of scrimmage. Fights forward. And he's going to be... It looks like he picked up about 2, and it should be enough for a first down.
Haven't seen the movement from the ref just yet, but yep, they just gave it to him.
And a first and goal for the Spoofhounds coming up from about the 6-yard line.
I think Gavin McAtee is going to be pretty bruised up tomorrow. He is taking lick after lick, just picking up the 2 and 3 necessary yards. Again, that time to move the chains forward.
And another guy that everybody looks at the score, they don't really think about the intricacies of the game. But he played well last week against Blair Oaks, taking on that starting role in the backfield. And obviously showing up tonight, too. He'll get the handoff again. He is hit and drilled by Farrell just as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing that time for McAtee, and a second and goal on the way.
You know, Gavin McAtee, he just taking some licks from Farrell. That time it's almost like Farrell knew the play before it even had a chance to develop. He came untouched, unhinged, and just put everything he had into that tackle of Gavin McAtee. But you can see, I think, what the coaches are doing. I think Coach Houchins saying, Gavin's really brought us a long way. Let's get this young man a touchdown.
And at some point, Farrell's going to crash, and they're going to step back and throw that one right past him. They're going to hand this one off to View. View gets outside left. He is hit, fighting for it, breaks through a couple tackles into the end zone. Sadler View from 6 yards out on second and goal, his second score of the night.
Sadler View, this time a 6-yard touchdown. Last time a 30-yard touchdown. So Sadler View goes back-to-back on his carries, takes him to the house, puts Maryville up by 3 scores.
20-0. Again, a ranked Pleasant Hill team that won at Savannah in week one, 14-12. They're currently losing 20-0 with the extra point on the way. High snap, Shield brings it down, kick on the way from Bellamy, and he splits the uprights. 21-0 Hounds with 6:39 remaining in the first half. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
21-0, our score, Maryville in front of Pleasant Hill with Philip Horn. I'm Matt Tritton. Coming up at halftime, our sideline reporter, Caroline Porin, will be sitting down with a fellow senior here at Maryville High School. She'll be talking with Bradley Deering from the cross-country team. That interview in that segment brought to us by Northwest AV here in Maryville. A 21-point lead for the Hounds. View has a couple touchdowns, and he is set to boot this one away. View steps up, high end-over-end kick. This one's going to be taken from the 10-yard line. Out across the 20 to the 25, fighting forward down near the 28-yard line before Aiden Miner is tripped up.
And there's an area where you see Maryville has obviously spent some time this week working on that kickoff return coverage. Last week they went up against a Class 3 All-Stater from Southern Boone who transferred into Blair Oaks, and he was electric on kickoff and punt returns. But so far tonight, Maryville's been able to keep everybody in front of them on that kickoff coverage, and Pleasant Hill really hasn't started any drive in super favorable position.
This one will start at the 29-yard line. They'll give this one left side Hartzell. Hartzell has a couple blocks, gets out across the line of scrimmage, fights forward, and he's brought down near the 34. He'll pick up about 5 on first down.
And I think that's exactly what Pleasant Hill wants to do to you. When they aren't quite sure which gap to fight through, they're going to at least try to go off that left side with Hartzell.
Snap to Rich Creek. He'll give this one to a running back on the end around and getting about a gain of 3 or 4 that time, Kyler Wallace Riley. We'll say that one's about 2.5. So a third down and about 2.5 on the way for Pleasant Hill. As we have a timeout on the field. Third down and about 2 on the way for Pleasant Hill with a 5:59 remaining. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
5:59 remaining in the first half. Maryville ranked number 3 in Class 3, leading the 6th-ranked team in Class 4, Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill with it out of the pistol formation. Give to Hartzell, left side, trying to pick through some blockers. They are just nothing doing that time. Maryville comes up there to stop that one immediately. Getting in on that tackle, getting up for the pile. We see Talley and McCullough in a fourth down and about two on the way. Pleasant Hill sends out the punting unit. We saw them fake it once already, but right now they've got the ball on their own 37.
Pleasant Hill finding it a little bit tougher waters to navigate this week than they did against Savannah. Every time they're trying to push that ball to the left, a whole host of hounds is right there to help on a tackle.
Rowe to punt this one away. Check that. That was Vanmeter booted that one deep. It is fielded at the 30-yard line. Not much doing that time on the return for Carson Hageman, as we'll see Maryville start this drive at about the 31. And we mentioned just the tough sledding they've seen this week. Garrison Hartzell's no slouch. Last year he had over 1,000 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns. He was all-conference second team. He is a load to bring down, and Maryville's doing such a great job with that front seven.
Yeah, they probably watched some tape last week and saw what they tried to do against Savannah. They're just doing a good job of staying in their lanes and playing their game. And what I love to see when the offense is on the field, Jacob Volstead is having conversation with Gus McCullough. Gus McCullough just kind of is like a magnet to Jacob, and why wouldn't you be an All-American linebacker at Northwest? He is tutoring him along and giving him all sorts of coaching technique to play with as he goes in and plays on that defensive linebacker spot.
First down give goes to Creason. He's going to be pulled down for a loss of about one. So a second and long on the way for Maryville as we take down on 5 minutes to play in the first half. The first home game of the season for the Spoofhounds. If you're just joining us, new turf, new video board, new entryway, and this whole place was always a good facility, but, man, it's next level now.
Yeah, I really wish that the folks that can't be here tonight, I'm glad they're listening to us on radio from afar, but you've got to get out to the Hound Pound.
Second down and long, back to pass. Walter looking downfield, rolls to his right, steps up, tries to sneak past one defender, does, gets out to the 35-yard line. Then he is driven back and a hard hit. Farrell in on that one as well as Gabe Kohler. And you like the toughness from your quarterback, but that hit makes you a little bit nervous.
Yeah, he's not going to back down from anybody, but that time he took a little bit of a shot, and you don't want to see that for your quarterback.
6-yard pickup for Walter. As Matthew will come off the field, it looks like Will Shields out there, so making sure Walter's okay. Back to pass. No, check that. There's Walter out there. The pass goes through the hands of Zarbano. Our spotter's giving us false information
That's
here
right.
tonight. That was a strike that time from Walter. A little bit high. Zarbano couldn't bring it in. It falls incomplete. And we'll see a fourth down and five and the punting unit on for Maryville.
I think our spotter must have seen that maybe the zero looked like a little bit like a six that time. And it really was Matthew Walter. So we'll give our spotter some credit.
Now, it's funny, though, is like this is the conversation John Coffey's been having for nearly 40 years when teams change jerseys. It's sometimes hard to see from our perspective. They look cool, but it's hard from the radio side.
Well, and some spotters are getting older, close to 50. They can't see like they used to.
Punt here from Sadler View, an end-over-end punt. This will take Miner all the way back near the 20. Takes this one left side up the sideline. Makes a couple men miss across the 40. Finally knocked out of bounds near the Pleasant Hill 45-yard line. You mentioned earlier, not much good field position for Pleasant Hill throughout this game. Well, they're going to start with some pretty solid field position here with this drive starting with 3:43 left to go in the first half.
Haven't started any drives in the plus position. This is about as close as they get. I'm sure they'll be happy with this field position. Great return that time for Pleasant Hill, setting their offense up in a good spot with 3:43 left. Not a two-minute offense, but you've got a 3:43 offense, and you're set up almost at the 50.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Rich Creek back to pass. Has to roll out right. Some pressure up the middle. Now steps up, tucks it, wants to take off and run. Slips through a couple tackles, but finally brought down. Maybe just a little shy of the line of scrimmage. Looks like Lucas Viertaler and Mace McKim in on that play.
We were just talking about Lucas Viertaler. Kind of a quiet night for him. He's been an anchor for a couple, 3 years for this Maryville Spoofhound offense and defense. That time able to get in, grab some ankle, and get a tackle.
Pistol formation this time for Ridge Creek, facing a second down and 10. Fakes the give, throws this one outright side. Miner has it, and he's going to be brought down for a short gain. Third down on the way for the Roosters. Trying to get in touch with our sideline reporter, Caroline Porin. It's not coming through for her right now. We'll get back in touch with Caroline momentarily. I think you can hear it coming in and out there just a little bit. As we've got a third down and 6 on the way.
Hello?
Ridge Creek back to pass. Hey, Caroline. Deep pass. Ridge Creek throws to the left side. Picked off by Zarbano on the right hash. Zarbano across midfield. Has a host of blockers across the 35 to the 30. Shoved out of bounds near the 26-yard line. An interception for Zarbano. His second of the night. And Maryville back in business. 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half.
Well, guys, you can definitely tell that Walter feels more confident this game. I would say last game, the whole team seemed to have a little nerves, but they're playing aggressive and strong tonight. We can also give some credit to Cole Zarbano for playing a tough and fast game. He's just getting around everybody and making those plays.
Caroline, right on the money that time. Zarbano comes up with a big interception down the field. A big-time return, and Maryville set up. They'll spot this one at the 25-yard line of the Roosters.
Cole Zarbano, 3 pass completions thrown to him by Matthew Walter. Now 2 pass completions thrown to him by Sawyer Rich Creek.
Timeout on the field for Maryville. We'll step aside back in a minute here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
First and 10 on the way for Maryville after the Zarbano interception. Spoofhounds up 21-0, trying to cash in on another Pleasant Hill turnover. Zarbano, a couple interceptions. Voss with a fumble recovery as well. Walter takes the high snap, gives this one. Creason looking for room right side, breaks through one tackle, has a lane up the right sideline, wrapped up around the ankles, brought down near the 7-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle by Brady Rowe.
That time you see Creason, who's maybe got a little fresher legs than might see out of Gavin McAtee, able to get around the corner, use that speed. Not quite the end zone, but sets us up in a really good spot.
First and goal from the 7. They're going to say that was about an 18-yard pickup that time for Creason.
Creason now 26 yards on just 3 carries. All 3 of those have been tough, good carries. 2 of those very positive. That one setting Maryville up right where they want to be with less than 2 minutes left on the clock.
Found the lane and exploded through it. As Maryville looks like they're going to burn another timeout, the play clock winding down. 1:53 left to go here in the first half. Spoofhounds threatening once again. First and goal from the 7 on the way. We'll step aside back in 30 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
First and goal from the 7-yard line, 1:53 remaining here in the first half. Walter out of the pistol, Creason behind him, McAtee to his left, puts Scarborough in motion left to right. The handoff will go to Creason, following his blockers, fights forward. He'll get down near the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. We'll say a pickup of 3 that time as the Spoofhounds want to punch this one in.
but they also want to go ahead and run as much clock as they can too.
Yeah, Cannon Creason being patient again in his running, letting the blockers kind of establish themselves, set themselves up to hopefully open up a hole for him, able to get a couple, 3-4 yards on that carry. And again, what it does too is it burns time off that clock.
Ticking down on 1:20 remaining here in the first half. Play clock at 10 seconds as Walter gets the offense lined up. From the Pleasant Hill 4, takes the high snap, hands to Creason. Creason cuts out left, has a lane, into the end zone, runs over a defender. Touchdown, Maryville, 27-0 with 70 seconds remaining here in the first half. But first, there actually is a flag down at about the 8-yard line just outside the right hash.
I feel like this is going to go against Pleasant Hill. Something over there with Mace McKim. And I feel like this is going to be an after-the-touchdown type of a penalty.
I think you're right. Coach Webb puts that one finger in the air saying, kick the extra point. They will blow this one on Pleasant Hill. So Creason with a 4-yard touchdown run. And again, Hounds up by 4 possessions.
That's 33 yards now for Creason on 5 carries, one of those being a touchdown. He's building himself a nice resume of the night. Good-looking scorebook for him here as the first half is getting ready to, we think, kind of die down, come to the end.
7-0 at the end of one. We expect it to be a knockdown, drag-out, slugfest. Then all of a sudden, Maryville has blown up for 21 in the second quarter. Well, I should say 20 with this PAT on the way from Bellamy. And it is on the way, and Noah boots this one through. 28-0 Maryville, 1:10 to play in the first half. Let's step aside. We'll be back with the rest of this second quarter right after this on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Well, that penalty on Pleasant Hill when Creason scored the touchdown to make it 27-0, now 28 after the PAT. A personal foul, that's a 15-yarder. Maryville will use it on this kickoff. So the ball will be teed up at the Pleasant Hill 45-yard line. Sadler View could kick it out of the back of the end zone or maybe a squib kick. We'll see what the Hounds decide here. So View standing at midfield. 1:10 to play in the first half. Kicks this one. It will go into the end zone. A touchback. And Pleasant Hill, just nothing going the Roosters' way tonight.
Matt, I know you're not a Chiefs fan, and that's okay.
Not at all.
What did you think of that new kickoff rule? Saw it last night, really for the first time in real life, real game time action, Chiefs and the Ravens.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. I saw plenty of kicks still go into the end zone and out of the back of the end zone, and I don't know.
Is the strategy to kick in that 20-yard kind of buffer area where you have to return it, or is the strategy
try to
boot it out of the end zone?
Force them to return it to get the tackle and make it worse field position.
If it creates player safety, I'm for it, right?
I never claim to be a smart man, but yeah. I guess the safety part, yeah.
Yeah.
Pleasant Hill starts this drive. They'll give it to Hartzell, trying to find space left side, gets outside, but he is wrapped up and brought down. Weston Talley grabbed a handful full of jersey to slow him down. And the rest of the team came a running pickup of one that time for Hartzell.
Yeah, Weston Talley that time just kind of crashed down, didn't give up on the play, got some long arms, got his mitts out there, just grabbed a hold of Hartzell's jersey enough to slow him down, and some teammates come and clean it up.
Down to 43 seconds left in the first half. Pleasant Hill not in a rush, facing a second down and 9. They'll give this one underneath. I believe that's Minor trying to get to the right edge. And once again, Maryville all over him. Sarbano and McCullough, a couple of those spoof hounds getting in on that tackle. I believe Zach Voss also getting up from that pile. Maryville just rallying to the football every play.
And it just seems like there's not a guy on this team that's not afraid to get his nose in there and just pop you. And that time you could see that whole left side, including your cornerback, Zach Voss, getting in the mix that time. Anytime you start out by mentioning Gus the Bus McCullough's name, you know good things are happening.
Maryville's going to use their final timeout of the first half. Third and nine on the way, 21 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Score update, Savannah up 10-0 in the second quarter on East Buchanan. Last year, that was a 14-0 East Buck win. So we'll see how this one pans out, but still a tight football game.
Chillicothe is now down three scores to Kirksville as they go deep into the second quarter. So 21-0 at Kirksville.
Maryville coming off a tough loss to Blair Oaks last week, playing phenomenally in this first half. We'll see what kind of momentum Maryville takes in, and if Chillicothe's licking their wounds coming into the Hound Pound next week. That'll be a fun first MEC game of the year.
Yeah, usually a clash of two MEC conference titans, but you'll see who's motivated next week.
Hartzell takes the handoff left side, wrapped up. Weston Talley had him, looked like around the back shoulder pad collar, quickly let go as to not get that 15-yard horse collar, but everybody else comes in and cleans things up. A pickup of about 2 for Hartzell, and that's going to be the final play of this first half.
And really played well that time by Brett Long. He engaged with his man, but not so much that he couldn't still make a play. Remained contained on that outside to force the ball in. Good job, Brett Long.
Maryville fired up as they come off the field. 28-0 is our score as we reach halftime. The Hounds put up 21 alone in that second quarter. Spoofhounds in front by 28, trying to pick up win number one on the season here in the home opener. We will step aside when we come back. We'll hear from Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter. She'll be joined by Maryville cross-country runner and a senior here with the Spoofhounds. That is Bradley Deering. Those two will join us coming up after the break right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. The score tonight is 28-0. Hounds are up. We have tonight on the field our Friday Night Lights with the little dancers along with the big dancers and cheerleaders. Tonight I have with me senior Bradley Deering of the boys' cross-country team. Tonight's chat with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest A&V here in Maryville. So, along with Bradley, I also have myself, Matt, and Philip, who claim to be runners. Now, Bradley, on average, how many miles a week do you run?
I would say 45 to 50 miles a week.
45 to 50 miles a week. Now, Philip and Matt, how many miles would you say you run?
Not that many.
They said not that many. Therefore, do they qualify as real runners? We are still not sure. So, how are you feeling, Bradley, about the upcoming season? I know you lost three of your five top runners from last year. How are you rebuilding that from a running standpoint for yourself and for the team and from a culture standpoint?
I'm really excited about this upcoming season. You know, you lose people every year, but people come in every year. So these new guys we have, I'm really proud of them, and I'm excited to see what they can do. And whoever comes and leaves, we always have culture. You know, that's with us forever, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, so who are a few of those new runners that we're excited to see run this year?
Jaron Dombeck, Jonah McKim, Tucker McCollum, and Braden Dwight.
Yeah, we see a lot of those younger runners coming up. They're excited to run, and we are so excited to have them on our team with us running. We see them in every single race, and they are really just pushing through. That is so cool. So what are some goals you have for yourself for this upcoming cross-country season?
Some personal goals I have for myself are to teach the younger guys what it means to be a Spoofhound runner, and then more personal goals. I want to medal at state again, and I would like to see under 16 in the 5K.
Gotcha. So after high school, what are some running plans you have or running goals you have for after high school?
After high school, I plan to compete at the collegiate level. I have no clue where I want to go right now, but we'll decide that.
Awesome. So for the team aspect, are there any goals that we are specifically looking at for this season?
I'd like to see us get to state. That'll be the sixth year in a row we've made it to state. I'd be really proud of the guys if we could pull that off.
Gotcha. And if you were to win conference this year, how many years in a row would that be?
Well, unfortunately, last year we did lose our five-year streak. But, hey, you can start a new streak every year.
Of course. We're here to rebuild it. When you go to college and you are running, would you run cross-country and track or just one or the other?
Yes, I would plan to do both cross and distance.
Awesome. Well, what do you plan to study?
Right now, I think I want to go into business.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bradley. We'll be excited to follow you and your team this season. Tonight's Chat with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest A&V on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest A&V offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home, theater, vehicle remote start, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. Thank you.
Support for the Spoof Hounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Thanks again to Maryville cross country runner Bradley Deering for joining me for Chatting with Caroline. Here is your Spoofhound Sports Roundup. Softball, led by their first-year head coach, Briley Kemper, saw action at North Andrew on August 29th. The team lost 5-7 at that contest. Next week, the softball team will open up home play on their new turf versus Lafayette. Come out on Thursday to cheer them on. Cross country, under the direction of Coach Rodney Beatty, brings a strong tradition of success to the boys' side and is building that culture after a historic season for the girls last fall. In their first meet of the season, the Northwest Missouri two-miler in St. Joe, Bradley Deering took fourth overall, while Catherine Porin and Nia Davis both finished in the top 10. The girls' squad took second as a team. Lady Spoofhound Tennis is coached by Nicole McGinnis. Earlier in that week, the team swept through Kansas City East, Richmond, and Lafayette 9-0 in each match. Softball, Spoofhound Volleyball fell to Benton 0-3 on Monday afternoon. Coach Alyssa Stout to the team's five seniors welcome a lot of youth to this squad. Spoofhound Volleyball travels to Clarinda on Saturday for their annual tournament. Girls Golf saw action on Wednesday and Thursday at the Cameron Open and Central Tournament. The Lady Spoofhound Golf is coached again this year by Brenda Ricks. The boys took to the pitch this week at the Barstool Soccer Tournament after consecutive Final Four appearance. We'll see what head coach Matt Steckline, a.k.a. Matt Lasso, has in mind for the encore. Athlete of the Week, Gavin Stone for football. Stone caught a long touchdown pass from junior quarterback Will Shield at their jamboree. Stone took 175 of the 296 votes. Next week, Athlete of the Week nominees are Ella Eckley for softball, who hit a grand slam against LeBlanc, JC Elson for tennis, who won her singles and doubles matches versus East Kansas City, Richmond, and Lafayette, and Tucker Wilmes for soccer, scoring the winning goal in a 1-0 win over Lone Jack.
That's Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter. She's also a senior here at Maryville High School. But Caroline, before you give that away to your father and our color analyst, Philip Porn, chatting with Caroline. Came up with a name on the fly. It's pretty catchy, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, you kind of nailed that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Caroline, we got you on the air. We got a little bit more time left here in halftime. We'll get some stats coming up here momentarily. Can we go ahead and put pen to paper? You're a senior at Maryville. You will attend Northwest Missouri State and go to broadcasting, yes or no?
Well, it is still up for debate. After high school, I'm really looking forward to nursing school. Right now, I'm looking towards North Central Missouri College down in Savannah with hopes of getting my registered nurse degree in only 2 years and not a single penny in the bucket for my dad, which he is really going for.
Now, you could go into nursing or you could go into broadcast and make way less money. That's just something to think about. You don't have to give me an answer right now. That's Caroline Porin joining us here again. Caroline killing it for us as our sideline reporter, just a senior here at Maryville High School. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your first half stats as you're listening to KXCV Maryville KRNW. It's 28-0 Hounds at the half.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to KXCV KRNW Maryville High School Football. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday night, the first home game of the season for Maryville with Philip Porn. I'm Matt Tritton, Caroline Porn. You heard moments ago our sideline reporter this evening. Philip, heck of a start here for Maryville, up 28-0. Mind you, 61-12 was the final a week ago against a really, really good Blair Oaks team. But a lot of week one, and we talked about this with Coach Webb, and we talk about this with actually Northwest co-defensive coordinator Chad Boswick for pregame tomorrow, too. Week one to week two is where you want to see that biggest jump, that growth. And I feel like Maryville is definitely showing it tonight.
We talked earlier pregame about that growth from week one to week two. Maryville, since they've been in that Blair Oaks contract, Blair Oaks has taken it to them all but one time in a state sectional football game. So Blair Oaks has won the last six against Maryville, last seven regular season games. Maryville, though, bounces back. They've been 5-1 in that second week slot, and they've outscored their opponent 233-78 in those five wins. Right now, they've got 28 on the board. They're on pace to kind of keep up with that trend. Maryville, again, that great success from week one to week two. And one of the things that you love to see when you look at the stats column is we have not given the ball away one time. We've taken it away, but we haven't given it away. That was what really hurt us last week multiple times against Blair Oaks. So tonight, a different ball game. Maryville cherishing those possessions and taking advantage of it. And then you've got a guy like Cole Zarbano picking a couple passes off. You've got Zach Voss picking a loose ball off the turf. Those are all to the good for Maryville. So a couple stat lines for you. Maryville, 210 total yards in this one half of football. In the passing category, even though Matthew Walters completed four passes, those four have been for 70 yards, and all but one to Cole Zarbano. Cole Zarbano, three receptions, 55 yards, and then one to Cannon Creason for 15. When you look at the rushing stats, probably more of what we'll see this year, a little bit unbalanced in the rushing game. Maryville with more rushing yards. In fact, they doubled up their passing statistics, so 140 yards rushing and leading the way in carries and leading the way in hits absorbed and leading the way in bruises tomorrow morning has to be Gavin McAtee, the senior, with 14 carries, 43 rushing yards, leading the team out there. And then you've got a guy like Sadler View, five carries, 42 yards, back-to-back carries for touchdowns, one of 30 yards, one of 6 yards. Cannon Creason, he's got five carries, one touchdown, 33 yards. Luke Allen, he's been in the ball game, blasting the ball through the goal line for a four-yard touchdown. Cole Zarbano's rushed the ball. And then Matthew Walter, using that vision to find some running lanes on passing downs, able to break off some runs, a 10-yard run, a 6-yard run, and those runs resulting in first downs to gain. So Maryville looking more like what I think we thought we'd see this year, a rushing team with some big beef up front, opening up holes for some very capable runners. You've got the passing game kicking in when need be. And I'll tell you another thing, we have not said tonight one time the name Brady Rowe in a way that has hurt Maryville. That is your all-state first team class 4 defensive back, and he has not been involved in this ball game. The other thing you love to see is how well that defensive line and your linebackers, really everybody, your defensive backs as well, have crashed down against this vaunted rushing game of the Pleasant Hill Roosters.
It's been an impressive showing here from Maryville, and you knew that front seven would be deadly. You expect it to be dangerous for Maryville, but yet you mentioned it too. The secondary not afraid to get in there and stick their nose in, come up some big hits too. Or in Zach Voss's case too, dive in there and come away. That's a huge momentum shifter early in this football game. Some very unofficial stats from Pleasant Hill, so if these are wrong, don't yell at me. But we've got Pleasant Hill pretty balanced, but not in the way you want to see. 26 rushing, 26 passing, 52 total yards in this opening half. Sawyer Rich Creek, 3 for 5, passing for 26 yards, no touchdowns. He has a couple interceptions, as you already mentioned. Zarbano's come up with some good plays. One of those a little behind his receiver, and Zarbano just kind of right place, right time. Looked like he was running that slant route for Pleasant Hill. Came away with that INT, then the other one deep down the field. Sawyer Rich Creek, the quarterback,
26 yards passing, 3 rushing. Garrison Hartzell, he's the guy that's going to carry the load. Over 1,000 yards last year, 10 touchdowns for this Pleasant Hill team. He's got 12 carries for 21 yards so far. And then also a carry for Kyler Wallace-Riley. That went for just 2 yards, so not a lot doing in the running game. And then receiving-wise, Aiden Miner has 1 catch for 4 yards. Cordell George has 2 receptions for 22 yards. You mentioned it earlier. He's a guy that played well against Savannah last week. Not finding much traction so far in this one. Maryville coming out of the tunnel up by 28 points here at the break. We will step aside and get you set for the second half of action right here on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Back out at the Hound Pound as Maryville High School football going through some halftime warm-ups, getting set for the second half of action. Once again, the Hounds leading the Roosters up Pleasant Hill 28-0. Last time these two teams saw each other, it was in the Class 3 playoffs. Maryville, though, came up on the wrong end of that one, 43-28 in the Class 3 quarterfinals. That was a game that was much closer than that final score. I mean, Pleasant Hill ran the football well. A couple late turnovers for Maryville, couldn't overcome it. Ended up losing by 15, but boy, the Hounds really handing it to Pleasant Hill tonight.
Probably not the game Pleasant Hill was expecting whatsoever. They really wanted to ground and pound and then kind of pick and pop you with the pass. One thing we haven't seen tonight that they ran pretty efficiently last week against Savannah was a little bit of a screen game from the quarterback there to Hartzell coming out of the backfield, a little bit of a wheel route that he was able to take for 20 yards a couple different times against Savannah. We haven't seen that yet. Maybe they're going to try to save something there. But ultimately what I love about this game, we know how much we appreciate Johnny Dykstra. Maryville Forum, he said it early, this has a chance to be a really close game. I love it when he's wrong. Because right now,
for a lot of reasons, but go on.
Right now, 28-0 at half, game is far from over. But right now, Johnny D's a liar.
It doesn't happen often. To be fair, we talked about this too. We thought this would be a low-scoring game, especially after Savannah lost at home last week to Pleasant Hill in week one, 14-12. The Roosters coming in playing well, had some momentum. Maryville, how would they respond after getting beat at Blair Oaks 61-12 last week? We're finding out in a hurry. 28-0 is our score at halftime. So old Johnny D not right about this one. We were wrong as well. But this is one we're happily wrong about. We expect it to be close. Not close so far. Maryville would love to go ahead and put the screws to Pleasant Hill in this third quarter. The Roosters will start the second half with the kickoff. We mentioned earlier Northwest Missouri State Volleyball playing up in the Augustana Invitational. They lost their early match of the day to Alaska Anchorage in 3 sets. Currently playing the host school, Augustana. They're down in the third set, 13-7. Right now, these two teams are knotted at 1 set apiece. Northwest took the first one, 25-23. Augie took set number 2, 25-13. And so right now, it's 13-8. Northwest is trailing in set number 3. We also had Northwest Missouri State Cross Country running in the Platte River Rumble. That was up in Ashland, Nebraska, being hosted by Creighton. So Northwest Missouri State men's and women's cross country hoping to come away with some pretty good marks here in this opening, I should say, meet of the season. A couple early results on the men's side. Brandon Mundorf took 11th individually, running the 6K in 18 minutes, 21 seconds. Riley Witt, 13th. And Grayson Tapp, Sam Shipp, coming in at 18th. And 19th. That's in the 6K for the men at the Platte River Rumble. So go to BearcatSports.com. Colin McDonough will keep you updated on everything Northwest Missouri statewide, including Bearcat football tomorrow. The Bearcats on the road, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Nebraska Kearney in Kearney, Nebraska. We'll have that game here on KXCV KRNW kicking off at 7 o'clock. And we'll also have pregame coming at 6 for that one. So don't miss the call from the voice of the Bearcats, John Coffey, coming up tomorrow evening. 2 minutes left to go here in halftime before Maryville takes the field once again. We'll step aside and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville will kick off to start the second half. 28-0 our score. Spoofhounds at home next week, taking on the Chillicothe Hornets. It's important that folks take advantage of seeing the Spoofhounds now, early on in the season. Of course, we're expecting plenty of playoff games, district games here at the Hound Pound. But Phillip, only 3 home games in the regular season.
So next week will be senior night, and then the next home game in October, I think October 3rd, is going to be your homecoming matchup. And so you're right, you get Chillicothe next week. Chillicothe, probably unexpectedly, they are down 35-0 against Kirksville, a team that they typically have their number. So down 35-0 at halftime. That's our next opponent. Following them, we play St. Pius down at St. Pius. They're currently up 49-0 at halftime to St. Michael's, the Guardians. So next two opponents, one a little bit lopsided, not the way we thought it would be there in with Chillicothe and Kirksville. St. Pius probably planned on them bouncing back after their loss to Rockhurst last week.
And the Philadelphia Eagles lead the Green Bay Packers 14-12 in the second quarter. Second half underway. Kickoff deep from Sadler View. This one taken for Pleasant Hill. I believe that's Minor across the 20-yard line. Angles out left side. Gets outside the numbers up the left sideline. And he's brought down near the 35-yard line where Pleasant Hill will start this second half. Again, unofficially, Brewster's at about 52 total yards in that opening half. Sawyer Rich Creek, Garrison Hartzell, you know those are the big playmakers. Someone's got to get something going if the Roosters want to have any life in the second half.
They haven't spent a lot of time on the right side of the field. They haven't spent a lot of time past the 50-yard line. Most of their drives set up around the 25 to 35-yard line. This one in that category, but they haven't seen past the 50-yard line too often here tonight.
Hand off the middle, Hartzell fighting forward, but just, well, there was nothing there. There was nothing, Phil. That was a gain of nothing. He fights forward to the 40. Give him a pickup of 5 yards. That is some tough running. And a whole host of Maryville defenders in there, but they move the pile and pick up 5 on first down.
A long line of just tough running backs. We don't get much stats on them. We don't get their height and weight, but that kid runs like he's 6'6", 325 pounds.
They fake the handoff this time to Hartzell. Rolling out to the right is Ridge Creek. Looking downfield, throws off balance. That one nearly taken away by Zarbano. Instead, it's Miner comes up with that one. That will be enough to move the sticks as they get the ball out near the, let's see, where they officially spot it.
49, maybe?
Yep, you're right. Now they will put it at the 49, so that'll be a pickup of 14, and that will move the sticks.
Cole's eyes had to be just huge, thinking he was going to get pick number 3 here tonight.
Hartzell goes left side, bounced off 3 defenders before finally being brought down in the backfield. And guess who? Zarbono right there, as well as Brett Long making the tackle.
Read that play well from his safety position. That is a play that is different from last week. With that run, with Hartzell's running style, he had Savannah Savage's bouncing off of him, and he was picking up plus yardage. Now he's living with Spoofhounds in the backfield.
A throw looking this time for Cordell George. That one kind of thrown in no man's land by Rich Creek. It falls incomplete, and so we see a third down and long on the way for Pleasant Hill.
Maybe just a little bit of confusion that time between Cole Zarbano and Brody Shepard, both playing that defensive secondary, that safety position. They kind of were both bunched in the same location. The throw was off target, but they'll talk that one out, and they'll make sure they're staying in their their lanes.
Pistol formation for Ridge Creek. Steps back to pass. Right-handed thrower slings this one across the middle. Picked off by Gus McCullough. McCullough gets a block from view. Takes off right side. Outside the numbers. Upended as he gets across the 45. Down to the 44-yard line by the quarterback, Ridge Creek. The third INT of the night. This one by way of an All-State linebacker.
All-State linebacker. Huge interception. Goes toe-to-toe on a big old high-five chest bump with Brandon Wilmus. Brandon Wilmus got the best of Gus McCullough that time.
Not many do.
Not many do. And you know who the first coach is over there to give him a high-five? None other than Jacob Volstead.
Jacob Volstead. You mentioned earlier, great linebacker, and he is bringing up another great linebacker in Gus McCullough. He played well last week. Couple tackles for loss. Had a sack at Blair Oaks. Comes away with the INT. Sets Maryville up on the Pleasant Hill 45. It's the double handoff. This time it goes underneath. Can't tell if that's Zarbano or Shepard. Popping up from the bottom of the pile. A short gain that will go to Shepard in a pickup of, looks like, one on first down.
Nice little play. Looking for some eye candy. Looking to see if your eyes are staying disciplined. And doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Coming back with almost a reverse type play. And that time Pleasant Hill, the Roosters stayed true. And were able to limit the gain on that one. Just about a half yard, 1 yard.
Second down and 9 from the 44-yard line. Going in motion again, Shepard. They'll hand this one off underneath. Goes to McAtee. Wicks. One man miss. Gets out to the 35-yard line before he's cut down. And Gavin will pick up 8 yards and brings up a third down and short.
8 yards for Gavin on his 15th carry of the ball game. We saw him get a little bit of a break there toward the end of the first half. Saw a little bit more Cannon Creason getting a few carries that time. But we said it earlier, as hard as Gavin's worked over 2 football games, you know the coaches are looking for ways to get him into the end zone.
In motion left to right, Shepard. They'll give again to McAtee up the middle. McAtee has the first down and a little more. Needed one. Looks like he'll pick up 4. And another first down for Maryville.
And I think the other thing we're seeing here a little bit is offensive line for Maryville winning the battle against Pleasant Hill's defensive line. And as this game goes on, if those guys are leaning on you, you've got 300 pounds and Mace McKinnon just leaning on you all game long, not many guys are going to be able to hang with him.
First and 10 for the Spoofhounds. The ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Back to pass, Walter. Freeman coming, throws this one across the middle. Couldn't quite be brought in. A little behind Shepard. Walter got drilled that time. It was Dane Farrell once again. We mentioned him a couple times in that first half. The hard hitter at linebacker for Pleasant Hill. The free rusher that time. The big hit on Walter. The pass falls incomplete.
If you could put Dane Farrell and Gus McCullough on the same team, boy, you'd have some dynamic linebackers that just love to get after you and love to hit.
Got a couple good ones here tonight as Maryville ranked in Class 3, Pleasant Hill ranked in Class 4. But it's Maryville up by 28, and they're facing a second down and 10. 2 backs in the backfield. This one will go to McAtee once again, and he'll get out near the 25-yard line. A pickup of 7. And again, a very manageable third down on the way for the Hounds.
Pushes McAtee's running total to 62 yards rushing. We mentioned we haven't had a 100-yard rusher, but as a team, collectively, they're getting the job done. So right now, 160 yards rushing for Maryville with 230 total yards in the ballgame.
And this second half, only a few carries for McAtee, but averaging 6 yards a pop. That'll definitely get the job done. A 3rd and 3 on the way for Maryville. McAtee once again. Big hole up the middle. Fights through a couple tacklers inside the 15-yard line. A pickup of 11 when he needed just 3.
Again, creating opportunities for your backs by blowing up holes. Gavin McAtee just running straight ahead, going from first gear to fourth gear as quick as he can. And he's taking a couple hits, but this half feels more like he's delivering the blows than taking them.
8:09 left to play here in the third quarter. As they'll spot this football around the 14-yard line, Maryville set up with a 1st down and 10 on the way. They wind the clock. Hounds not in a rush, but also looking to finish off this drive and get a moving clock as they have really been dominant tonight in their home opener against a good Pleasant Hill squad.
What we kind of expected out of Maryville this year is to be more of a clock-dominating kind of team. Get those long, sustained drives and chew up clock.
McAtee again shifts it outside right. He'll fight forward, gets near the 11 before he's brought down.
McAtee the carry again.
So pick up about three. And a second down and seven on the way for the Hounds. As McAtee approaching 20 carries in this football game. He talked about it. He has been a workhorse. Walter, this time to View. View gets hit in the backfield, fights through one tackler, but he's going to be brought down for a loss. A few too many white jerseys fighting through that time.
Met there by number one, Lucas Van Meter.
That time, too many Roosters in the backfield for Sadler View. He tried to make a little something out of nothing, but when you got three or four guys bearing down on you, that presents a challenge. Had he taken that one to the house, though, that would have been three rushes, three touchdowns.
He lost six, a third and 13 on the way. They fake the pitch to View, looking to the end zone. Walter, now he scrambles, gets rid of it into the flats, goes to View. View cuts middle of field, breaks through a tackle, runs over one man, falls down, and gets out near the 11 or 12. We'll see where it's officially spotted. But Maryville kind of in an interesting spot with a fourth down on the way. Do you kick the field goal, which is still a little bit long, or do you go for it? There's going to be about a fourth down and eight on the way. .605 left to play here in the third quarter. A fourth and eight on the way. Maryville lets the play clock wind down. Now we'll grab a timeout. As View came up, his first reception of the night, that one for 5 yards. Timeout on the field. We will step aside. Maryville driving up 28-0 on Pleasant Hill.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
This is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, a 28-point Maryville lead. Tonight's game is brought to you by the St. Joseph Sports Commission, counting down to the St. Joseph Marathon on September 28th, featuring a course with five different distances to choose from, including marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, or a relay. For additional information or to sign up, STJOMOsports.com.
Caroline at halftime, Matt, chatting with Caroline with Bradley Deering. We had to encourage Bradley to get that in on his schedule, running 40 miles a week. That would be nothing for him.
40 miles a week is a lot. View goes in motion. They fake the pitch. A fourth down and eight. Walter tosses to the end zone. Major Scarborough goes up high, brings it down in the end zone. Touchdown, Hounds. What a catch by the senior tight end.
That was a great pitch and catch that time. Major Scarborough just has such great length at that tight end position. You know, it's just a matter of time before you can get a matchup where you can just toss it up in the air, and he's going to bring that down. Love to see it for the senior who's played so well defensively for so many years. Get the young fella on the offensive side of the ball. Let him go up and get after it. Get himself a touchdown.
Now, that's bad news for the rest of the MEC, because once he's put that on tape once, Coach Houchin's going to want to run that a little more often, toss that fade to Scarborough. Touchdown, Hounds, PAT for Bellamy, right through the uprights, 35-0 Maryville, inside 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Let's step aside, back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
A heck of a play that time by the tight end, Major Scarborough. Fourth down and eight. Maryville had to have it. They faked the pitch out to Sadler View. Nice touch from Matthew Walter. But boy, I mean, Scarborough looked awfully impressive for a guy coming into this football game that had, if I'm not mistaken, two career catches?
A couple targets, two total catches over the course of his career. Again, been such an integral part of that defensive front as a defensive end. Love to see him playing that tight end position. He's got the height, he's got the length. And that time, Matthew Walter with a really pretty pass goes up and gets it, brings it down on a fourth down, and gets Maryville to that 35 mark.
View the kickoff. This one goes deep as Miner sorting through some territory, gets a lane, then he's brought down from behind as he gets out near the 40-yard line. So good field position on the way for Pleasant Hill, but they trail by 35.
If you're looking for a positive for the Roosters tonight, it does seem to be, since they've had multiple opportunities to do that kickoff return, they've gotten the ball penetrated just a little bit deeper on the last couple of kickoff returns. Again, this time setting them up at about the 40, right at the 40-yard line. Again, though, not living past midfield in any of their possessions that have been existing throughout the course of this first or second half, not living much life past the 50.
Handoff goes to Hartzell, wrapped up near the 35-yard line, then cleaned up by the rest of the crew. Tally came in with the big hit at the bottom of the pile. I think that was Scarborough that had him around the ankles.
Scarborough, McAtee, Zarbano came flying in from his safety position, and the whole pack really laid it on Hartzell that time. That's one that he's going to remember in the morning.
So a second down and 11 on the way. Fake the handoff as Ridge Creek throws this one into the flats. It is tipped by Tally. It is caught and then brought down for a loss. Brett Long comes up with the tackle for loss. Trying to see who caught that one on the far side. That's Miner for Pleasant Hill, and they'll find themselves into a third down and long.
Tally with those long wings, just able to get a hand up in the air. Got his hand on the ball. Changed the trajectory just a little bit, but not enough that Miner didn't take his concentration off that ball, able to pick it up. Still going to be third and long.
They'll say third down and 11, 4:28 to play in the third quarter. Rolling right, Ridge Creek throws this one into the flats. It is tipped. It is brought down. Pleasant Hill, kind of that lucky play. McAtee got a hand on it. This will be near a first down. Jace Fiesel, the sophomore wide receiver. That is impressive concentration.
Two in a row for Pleasant Hill. Two passes tipped. Two receivers keeping outstanding concentration on the ball, able to pick up that time a first down for Pleasant Hill, and it does set them up on the other side of the 50.
Pick up a 15. Now Hartzell goes up the middle, slides through one tackle, finally brought down after a gain of four. So that'll bring up a second down and six for Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill moving the ball just a little bit on that last back-to-back plays through the air, trying to get it back on the ground with Hartzell. But it looks to me like Pleasant Hill might try to stick it out in the air and see if they can't take advantage of these young defensive backs.
Pistol formation. They fake the handoff. The pressure gets back there. It is McAtee comes up with the sack. He's been getting it done offensively on the ground. There comes away with his first sack of the season, Gavin McAtee.
So Gavin McAtee approaching 20 carries on the offensive side of the ball. That time comes in for a sack. And Matt, is that a Big Mac sack? Do we do that kind of thing for Spoofhounds?
Big Mac sack attack.
McAtee?
The sack McAtee.
A new sandwich.
There's something there.
We'll work it out.
We should get t-shirts. Major Scarborough, a little pressure this time, tips the screen pass into the backfield. It falls incomplete. And a fourth down and 18 on the way in a punt for Pleasant Hill. Scarborough getting in on it that time.
I don't know if they keep stats on one particular drive that has the most tipped balls by a defensive team, but I think that's three just on that drive. Plus you add in the Gavin Big Mac Sackatee thing that happened there as well.
Sackatee,
I like it.
There it is. The punt here from Rowe. Check that Van Meter, the left-footed punter, gets this one away. It goes into the hands of Zarbano. He's hit immediately, fumbles the ball. It's recovered. And now a flag comes out. There was no room at all for Zarbano to catch that punt. And the flag falls, and Maryville, with it on their own 19, should be getting about 15 out of this one.
A little bit early on that contact with Zarbano, and I didn't like that it was a low hit. That's one of those things that we know we hear a lot about in the NFL, trying to clean up those low hits because it often results in some sort of an injury to the knees, what have you. That one, a low hit on Zarbano as he's trying to make the catch on the punt. So they'll tack some yardage on here and give Maryville the ball in favorable position to start this drive.
So they do throw the flag on Pleasant Hill, so we'll see him mark it off. While they do that, let's go ahead and send it down to Caroline Porin on the sideline.
Well, first of all, I do think that we should call it a McAtee set. But this game is so vastly different from next. Feel the energy and the excitement. Everyone has agility, strength, and fast feet tonight. You could even call them happy feet. We could single out Gavin McAtee. McAtee Sackatee. He's going 0 to 60 at a very high rate. I would not want to be on the other side of that. Back up to you, Matt.
Caroline, can we get some McAtee shirts made?
Yes, I will be selling them for sure. I will be the first purchaser and the first buyer. McAtee Sackatee.
I think you're going to come out even if you just do one of one shirts. You'll be all right. Caroline Porin on the sideline for us this evening. Maryville takes over after the 15-yard penalty. The ball is on the Spoofhound 34-yard line. The pitch goes out to McAtee. He'll get out near the 39-yard line. And I'm sure if this ever circles back around to his parents, they're just going to love all the alliteration and the everything going on with the McAtee Sackatees.
Well, I thought I saw Brooke, his mom, I thought I saw her already leave, and it looked like she was probably going to get on those T-shirts right away, knowing that she can make a quick buck or two.
I didn't know she's wanted
McAtee Sackatee
shirts. Go out to the car and listen to us on the radio instead of watch. Some say that's a better experience.
I've heard that as well.
Second and four after the six-yard pickup for McAtee. This one, it goes on the counter play coming around. Is that Shepard or Zarbano getting up? That's Shepard getting up after the carry. He'll pick up one and a third down and short on the way for the Hounds.
About the longest one-yard pickup you can have coming all the way across the field on that counter play. Shepard, two carries tonight. Like to see him getting involved. He's been involved on that defensive side. Let's get him some touches on the offensive side. I think he's got some breakout potential.
On third down and three, it's McAtee once again. Hops over a defender, brought down at the 49-yard line, picks up eight, and moves the sticks once again as the third quarter's winding down.
Gavin McAtee just looks like a different, more confident runner from week one to week two. That is his 21st carry. We talked about not having a 100-yard rusher. He's got 90 yards. We'll see if we can eclipse that 100-yard mark as the clock ticks down and we enter the fourth quarter.
15 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Play clock winding down. Looks like Maryville will have to have one more snap before we can get into the fourth quarter. Down to 5 seconds left to go in this third. In motion, it is crease, and they fake the pitch. They'll give to Shepard again on the counter. He breaks through one tackle, stays on his feet, finds some open field up the middle, wrestled down as he gets across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 12 for Brody Shepard. Couple tough runs for just one, then finds that big opening, moves the sticks, and a first down as Maryville heads to the fourth quarter. 35-0, all Spoofhounds in this one. We'll step aside and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Football on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
So the Spoofhounds come out to start this fourth quarter in front 35-0. Leading Pleasant Hill, it has been wire-to-wire Hounds. They've been dominant in this one. A handoff goes to McAtee, follows his blockers, sheds one more defender, gets out near the 20-yard line before he's brought down, picks up 16 yards on first and 10.
Gavin McAtee getting stronger as the game moves on, able to navigate a hole and then pop out for some big yards. That time, 16-yard game. Gained early on, we were seeing him just pick up those bunch yards, 2, 3, 1. We saw a couple times where he's able to break free. That one looked like the most confident run of the last 2 weeks for Gavin McAtee, breaking over 16 yards. And, by the way, pushing him over the century mark, now at 106 yards rushing. The Spoofhound team collectively, 217 yards rushing. That's credit to that offensive line who is playing some wonderful football.
And a penalty flag at the end of the play on Pleasant Hill for a horse collar tackle. So they'll mark this one. It's from the 20-yard line, so half the distance to the goal. It's a 10-yard penalty. And how about that for Gavin McAtee? You mentioned crossing the century mark and just tough running throughout this football game. Maryville getting it done. The clock is wound, and 11:45 left to go in this one. All Hounds up 35-0.
At 35-0, with that 35-point advantage, the clock will continue to run. If Maryville scores a touchdown here, they'll stop it. Otherwise, even an incomplete pass will keep that clock running.
Walter gives Luke Allen, has a full head of steam across the five, gets down near the four. He'll pick up six. And once again, the clock moves as Maryville inches toward another touchdown.
Luke Allen already scored one tonight from 4 yards out. He's kind of that big old battering ram that we're going to see used in those goal line situations. A young guy that's got some big old tree trunk legs wants to punch it in your mouth and get it in the end zone.
Officials timeout on the field. No, let's say a Pleasant Hill timeout, excuse me, at 11:14 left. We will step aside briefly and be back with more Maryville High School football.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
11:14 remaining. Pleasant Hill calls a timeout. They're trailing 35-0. For the Roosters at this point, it's more about, all right, let's correct a few things. They're at home next week for the first time this season. They'll be taking on Oak Grove. They'll be coming off a tough, tough loss on the road to Maryville. As Walter rolls left, looking to the end zone, throws this one a little wide. It falls incomplete, looking in the direction of Brody Shepherd. And so the incompletion will bring up a third down and short.
One of the things that we haven't really done a lot tonight is needed to take too many timeouts for the cramping and the water breaks. Corby Roush has comfortably lived on this sideline, not needing to be on the field. So pretty clean game in that respect. And you'll know, or you'll need to know, old Paul Snow, Big Show Paul, he's listening from South Carolina. Listened last week. I think he's listening tonight. So he'd love to know that everyone's staying healthy on this field here tonight.
Good to know Paul's listening as a handoff up the middle goes to Luke Allen. He comes up just short, picks up 3 yards. We got a fourth and goal from the one coming, but a very late flag.
Last couple have been unsportsmanlike or some sort of a conduct against Pleasant Hill. See which way this one goes with 10 minutes left in the ballgame.
Personal foul. This one on Maryville. This will back the Hounds up 15 as they were on the doorstep. You mentioned old Paulie Snow out in South Carolina. We've got listeners tonight in Chicago. We have Springfield, of course, scattered throughout Nottoway County as well. We appreciate all those tuning in for us here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, and listening on the Bearcat Public Media app around the country. Is Elaine in Springfield listening?
Elaine in Springfield is listening. She's texted me a couple of times. You know, she's got some pride in the fact that her granddaughter was leading that halftime show. Caroline did a wonderful, wonderful job, and glad to have her in the booth and look forward to having her back next week. She's probably building up one last story for her somewhere down there in the crowd, so I'm sure at some point she'll give us the tip of the cap and ask us to throw it down to her, but she's had a fun time doing this, and she appreciates kind of your mentorship along the way and having the opportunity to do it.
Well, we love having Caroline aboard, and you know, last week we're south of Jeff City. I was on board for Let's Just Drive to Springfield. Let your mom cook us breakfast in the morning, and, you know, we'll just have a make weekend of it for Labor Day. But you said no, we came back up to Maryville. Fourth and goal after the penalty. It's from the 16-yard line. Matthew Walters going to fire to the end zone. This one is picked off, taken away by Pleasant Hills. Cole Zarbano comes up with a tackle at the 10-yard line for Pleasant Hill. As the interception has it going the other way for Pleasant Hill.
That time just trying to throw the ball up in the air. I think Cole was probably the closest to the ball, and I didn't see who picked it off, but if I had to guess, probably like Brady Rowe, your All-State defensive back, number 11 there.
I believe that's what PA said.
I think that's
I missed the number.
I didn't know if it was number 1 or number 11, but I'm going to go with number 11 just if I had to guess on his status as an All-Stater. And we hadn't said much about him tonight, so he gets his. Probably one might say a little bit too little too late with 9 minutes left in the ball game, backed up at your 10-yard line and a defense of Maryville that's been playing awfully well.
And that really the first mistake, I think you can say, for the night for Matthew Walter. But again, a fourth down, you throw it to the end zone, you see what happens. So that one picked off, taking over at their own 10-yard line is Pleasant Hill. A handoff goes to Hartzell. He fights his way out to the 15-yard line. He'll pick up, looks like, 4 on first down.
Pleasant Hill going with a hurry-up offense, knowing what kind of position they're in, and they're going to score points in a hurry.
Rolling left, this one dumped off underneath. That'll be a first, close to a first down, and then extra after the flag comes a personal foul. Late hit coming up on Maryville. That was Kyler Wallace Riley making the catch for Pleasant Hill. Pickup of 5 plus the 15 on the way.
Yeah, Jacob Volstead will take his young protege there, Gus McCullough. He'll give him a little tap of the helmet and say, hey, young fella, I appreciate the fact that up 35-0, you're still playing with your hair on fire. But that time, late hit out of bounds cost us 15 yards.
Now, Maryville has been consistent throughout the night. We talked about the running game, but also Spoofhounds now, 5 penalties, all for 15 yards apiece. Consistency, Phillip.
Consistency. There you go.
So first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Handoff goes to Hartzell. Right side cuts this one up at the hash. He'll get out across the 40-yard line before he's wrestled down for a pickup of 6. 18 carries on the night for Hartzell. Second down and 4. 8:20 remaining in this one. Maryville back home next week, opening up MEC play against Chillicothe.
Chillicothe currently at Kirksville, and they are down 42-0. In the third quarter.
Hartzell gets this one wrapped up in the backfield. He had nowhere to go. That was Charles Myrick coming up with that tackle for loss.
And you can see Maryville now, they're starting to throw some younger guys in there to get them some snaps, get them some game time action, let them line up against somebody not in a green Spoofhound jersey. And Charles Myrick, young fella out there, big kid, big old base to him, and he is long, able to get in on that play.
Rich Creek on third and 8 fires this one across the middle. Caught, a gain of about 5 coming up. A good tackle by Zarbano as they get that one out to Dallas Diamonds. So a fourth down and 3 is on the way for Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill on the move. They are moving quickly here late in this ball game. Quarterback now taking a second to look over to the sideline. I think coach wants a timeout.
7:12 remaining here in the football game. A timeout, Pleasant Hill. We will step aside, and then we'll get down on the field to Caroline Porn. But first, a break here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Fourth and 4 on the way for Pleasant Hill as they run out from the huddle with Coach Justin Hamilton to midfield. I should say to the middle of the field between the hashes. They've got the ball at their own 41. sending Miner in motion left to right. The snap to Ridge Creek, bobbles it, gets it back, throws this one right side. Miner catches it, has a blocker in front, up the right sideline. Then he's knocked out of bounds around the 37 of Maryville. Let's go ahead and sit it down to Caroline Porin.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and give some credit to our not-so-seen, yet very important at the Hound Pound. We have Corby Roush, our athletic trainer. Thankfully, like Phil said, we don't have as many cramps this week. However, he's still running out to the field whenever necessary to give water or tape some people up. Additionally, we have all of our coaches, our refs, administrators, and we cannot forget Brody Ware, who runs out after the tee to get it every single time.
Caroline Porin down on the sideline for us here this evening. As an end-around goes to Wallace Riley, he is knocked out of bounds out near the 32. Pickup of six for Wallace Riley, a second down on the way for Pleasant Hill.
And listen, Matt, 6 minutes left in the game, 35-0. Spoofhounds are still looking to put a lick on you. They are flying to the ball. Defense has played magnificent tonight.
A mix of starters and reserves on the field for Maryville. As Pleasant Hill puts a man in motion, things whistle dead. We've got a timeout on the field. This one, an official's timeout, getting the opportunity for the players to get a water break. 5:57 remaining. Pleasant Hill driving, but down by 35. We'll step aside, back with more Maryville High School football.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
6 minutes to play. It is Pleasant Hill driving, but they trail 35-0. All Maryville here in the home opener for the Spoofhounds on their way to a 1-1 record before they start conference play. An update from an MEC school. Savannah is on top of East Buchanan. That game 13-0 at halftime. As Ridge Creek back to pass, throws right. His man not looking. That one falls incomplete. Cannon Crease. And boy, if that one hung up a little bit, he could have taken that one the other way.
Not sure he had any more time to really think about where he wanted to put that pass, but his receiver was nowhere thinking that that ball was in his area. Closest receiver was a Spoofhound. He's lucky he didn't get pick six on that.
Third down and four. Ridge Creek will give this one Hartzell, trying to go out wide right side, gets to the edge. He's got room to run across the 20-yard line to the sideline, lowers his shoulder, barrels down. He gets knocked out of bounds. It's like Shepard and Creason on that far sideline. A big pickup that time for Hartzell.
And you know that they're going to try to get to that right-hand side of the field, go off that tackle. But what you love to see is you've got Creason and you've got Shepard willing and able to make contact, not shying away from it one bit. And they're putting a lick on Hartzell. Hartzell can take it, but it's good to see those young guys getting those reps, putting a lick to him.
Hartzell picks up 20 yards on carry number 20. The snap goes past Ridge Creek. He dives on top of it back at the 27. A loss of 15 on first and 10.
Not the first time we've seen Hartzell struggle with a bad snap. Probably three or four times in this ball game, he has lost that snap either to the turf or up in the air. Been able to a couple times turn a little nothing into something, and a couple times that led to turnovers. That time Smartley just falls on the ball, kills the play, live to see another day.
That 15-yard loss, Hartzell now unofficially at negative 19 rushing yards on the day. So a second down and 25 with 4:20 remaining. Second and very long. Four receivers on the field, one in motion right to left. They fake to give the Hartzell, throw it left side. That went over the top of Cordell George, couldn't bring it down. Four green jerseys around Ridge Creek. It's fortunate that one didn't go the other way.
And I'm not so sure. Do you think maybe Tyson Atwell, 74, the big, tall, 6'5", 275-pound sophomore, might have got a bit of a mitt on that and changed the path of that football just a little bit?
You know, the previous play, and they lost 15. If Ridge Creek scoops that and turns, he's going to get knocked out by Atwell. So the big man making his presence felt here in this fourth quarter. Ridge Creek goes left, lobs to the end zone. No one there except it was Hageman. Carson Hageman trying to run under that one. Couldn't quite track it down. Ridge Creek throws it away, and we'll see Pleasant Hill face a fourth down and 25.
Had he put any more loft on that ball, Hageman would have been able to have a chance to intercept that. That would have been yet another turnover for the Spoofhounds through the air by Pleasant Hill. So, again, we talked about that early last week. That's something that really affected Maryville and showed up on that scoreboard against Blair Oaks. Tonight, just the opposite effect against the Roosters.
So a fourth down and 25 on the way. All right, Phillip, take me into the mind of head coach Justin Hamilton in his fifth season with the Roosters. What is your play call on fourth and 25? Is there a play on the sheet for fourth and 25?
I think there's a play on the sheet for fourth and 25 if you've got Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis on the offensive side of the ball, but those guys have graduated.
I'll raise you a Matthew Walter and a Cole Zarbano.
I'll take it. I'll take it. They've had a great night, and obviously they are a combination that's going to thrive throughout the course of the season. But, boy, I don't know if Pleasant Hill's got any of those combinations.
Ridge Creek across the middle. It is caught, but it is going to be well short. That's a pickup. It looks like 12 yards. It was Kyler Wallace Riley caught it. He got drilled in a turnover on downs.
That time Cole Zarbano with the big stick, the big stop. He has been a big part of the success of Maryville on both offensive and defensive sides of the ball. I like that Maryville has had so many opportunities for these defensive backs to get into stance, play some good football, and be a part of each of these plays. Cole Zarbano, probably more often than not, we've said his name, but Brody Shepard's been in right in there. We've seen Zach Voss in there quite a bit. Some young guys getting reps. That's going to do nothing but pay big dividends as we move into MEC play.
Huge confidence builder this evening, leading Pleasant Hill 35-0. Will Shield in at quarterback. They give up the middle. And that'll be a short carry that time for the Hounds. Getting up from the bottom of the pile, that is Zach Voss getting his first carry of the night. Picks up one.
Zach Voss would get a little bit of time last year in some duties such as this. Maybe the game was a little bit out of hand, but they put Zach Voss in there, and they lost nothing. That guy is slippery and smooth when he gets the ball in his hands.
Smooth, I believe that was your nickname at Red Oak in high school, wasn't it?
Smooth.
So a second down and 9 for Maryville. Down to 1:15 left to play. Hounds, of course, in no hurry. Up 35-0, a running clock with this advantage over Pleasant Hill. And Shield will turn, gives this one up the middle. Another one of those running backs getting some good minutes here late in this football game. I believe that's Weston Talley getting up from the bottom of the pile. Picks up one and a third down and long on the way.
Short gain on the play.
Weston Talley, a guy that's gotten some reps on the defensive side, getting some offensive play there as well. It's good to see my neighbor, Gavin Stone, number 89, your reigning athlete of the week. He's been in on special teams. He's getting some time split out wide there at the wide receiver position.
Under center one more time, Will Shield with the man in motion. He'll give this one on the end around. Cutback, not a lot of room. Big hit put on as Colson Freeman just trying to find some running room. He gets stopped for no gain. A fourth down on the way, but that's the last snap. Maryville's going to come away with the win tonight. Down to 7 seconds left. The Spoofhounds lining up on their sideline. A heck of a showing here on the home opener for Maryville. They bounce back in a big way this evening. Our final score, 35-0. The third-ranked team in Class 3, Maryville, takes down the sixth-ranked team in Class 4 by 35 points. The Hounds now 1-1 on the season. Pleasant Hill falls to 1-1. A win last week over Savannah on the road. They got beat pretty handily this evening here in Maryville. 35-0 is our final score. We will step aside and begin our postgame right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV-KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarylandVilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Maryville wins this one 35-0. Along with Philip Porn, I'm Matt Trenton. Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter for this evening, our statistician and spotter, Colin McDonough. Heck of a game tonight, Philip Porn. Maryville comes away, a big bounce back win, 35-0. And the interesting, seeing this week 3 matchup, starting MEC play, Chillicothe coming to town. Chili started with a nice win, then they get walloped tonight. So two teams that coming off very different results in week 2.
Yeah, Chillicothe is down 7-42. To Kirksville at Kirksville. And one thing we haven't talked about at all tonight, Matt, is that we think maybe Chillicothe sent some spy hornets here, because when we opened up this booth, up in the corner, there is a gigantic nest of wasps, hornets setting up here. And, you know, we have done our best to not address that with the audience. Neither of us have run out of here. Those wasps and hornets aren't worried about us. They must be taping the game here tonight, trying to get some inside information. But Chillicothe down 42-7 to Kirksville. They come to town next week to open up MEC play. The next game, game 2 in MEC conference play, is St. Pius. They're all over St. Michael's 49-0. That's a halftime score. I haven't seen an update on that yet. But let's talk about tonight. Tonight, we move in week 2 success. We talked about it since playing Blair Oaks, 5-1 in week 2s. Now we're 6-1 in week 2s. 268 points scored to 78. That's just an offensive explosion for Maryville tonight, putting up 35 against this Roosters team, who I think still has a chance to make some noise in Class 4. They've got some components. They just got shut down all over the place here tonight. So big win for Maryville, leading the way for Maryville. At the quarterbacking position, we saw Matthew Walter. He did make some plays. He scored one through the air with a completion to Major Scarborough for 13 yards. Matthew, he went 6 of 15, 88 yards to the good. One interception. We mentioned that one touchdown to Major Scarborough. His favorite target continues to be Cole Zarbano. Cole, 3 catches tonight, 55 yards, but distributed the ball to 4 different receivers between Sadler and Cannon Creason. Then you throw in Major Scarborough and, of course, Cole Zarbano. Rushing the football, we weren't sure if we'd see a 100-yard rusher. I've got a 100-yard rusher. I've got Gavin McAtee at 106 off of 22 carries. Now, when they factor in some of those maybe negative plays, hopefully we still keep him at 106. These are unofficial stats, but Gavin McSackatee, 22 carries, 106 yards rushing.
I don't have him for any negative carries on the night either.
Then let's take it. We got it.
I think you're right.
Then we'll call huddle and tell him how it is. 106 yards for Gavin McAtee. No touchdowns quite yet for the young man, but he's going to get in the end zone. We're going to see that happen. I think it's going to happen next week. Sadler View led off the night. Back-to-back carries. His fourth and fifth carry both went for a touchdown, a 30-yarder and a 6-yarder. He finished his night 6 carries, 42 yards. And then you see Cannon Creason running the ball, Luke Allen with a touchdown from 4 yards out. A whole plethora of folks got to touch the ball tonight for the Spoofhounds. Some seniors, some younger guys. Maryville puts up 317 yards of total offense, 229 of those rushing yards. A great night. You know that offensive coordinator Matt Houchin is going to sleep well tonight.
And how could he not? Maryville comes out, plays well, and did this in big-time fashion, picking up this 35-point win this evening over the Pleasant Hill Roosters. Speaking of Pleasant Hill, taking a look at the final stats for them this evening. Sawyer Rich Creek, he had a tough night overall. Hung in there, took some big hits, but continued to fight. He ended up throwing for 81 yards. No scores, of course. Threw a couple interceptions this evening for, check that, three interceptions. I forgot to figure in that one for Gus McCullough here in this second half. Three interceptions on the night for Sawyer Rich Creek. Rich Creek also had a tough game on the ground as well. Not a ton of carries, but by the time he went for negative 15, when that bad snap came past him, he had to dive on top of it. He ends the night with negative 19 rushing yards. A tough night for Garrison Hartzell. He finished with 20 carries on the evening. Some tough running, just not a lot there for him. 20 carries for 55 yards. A couple carries on the evening as well for Kyler Wallace Riley. Those went for just 8 positive yards. Receiving-wise, Aiden Miner, 4 catches, 40 yards. Cordell George had 2 catches for 22 yards. A few others with just a handful of catches as well. Not a lot doing offensively for Pleasant Hill in this one. They finished with 133 total yards of offense in the game. 44 on the ground at 89. Check that, 81 through the air. Maryville wins this one by the score up 35-0. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll be joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. Or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
A 35-point win tonight for the Spoofhounds. They pitched a shutout in their home opener against Pleasant Hill this evening. We're joined now by head coach Matt Webb. Coach, congrats on the win. And boy, you want to see the response after week one. You want to see some growth. And it felt like you saw that in every phase of the game from everybody that suited up tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a credit to our team and our guys for listening to coaching. Sometimes in today's world, that's hard to do. You know, when you come off of a game like last week and then be able to be coached hard, be coached on the details, and then to apply it, especially when you got an environment like tonight, home opener, video board, the fans. Oh, my goodness, folks, this is how Maryville responds. I turned around one time. I've not seen this many people and then overflowing on the South Hill like that. Thank you so much. It was an awesome night. But, yeah, from a football standpoint, I was very happy with the way we responded, especially the first half. You know, we just needed, you know, starting off that three and out helped, and then, you know, we needed some good things to happen. It's like, you know, fate's a funny thing. Last week, we should have intercepted a pass. They catch it for a touchdown. This week, they should have intercepted a pass. We kept it up. We caught it for a first down, kept the drive going, and good Lord's on our side. So, you know, some good things happened to us, and then we just started kind of keeping the momentum. You know, it was a game. Football's a game of momentum, and we just kind of had it and used the clock well. We ran the ball well on offense. Obviously, ending up plus three on turnover margin in the first half was huge. You know, and then really finishing the night, you know, and the positive on that, we'll get that back up to where it needs to be. But, you know, just very proud of our team. The guys did a really great job.
You talked about it. Just when the opportunity arises, you have to jump after it. And occasionally that ball won't bounce your way, like you mentioned in week one. But, boy, you see tonight the mishandled snap. Zach Voss right there picks up the fumble. Cole Zarbano, a couple interceptions. Didn't realize that Gus McCullough had hands quite like that to come away with an INT as well, but an opportunistic defense, especially whenever you're bottling up a good running back like that, too. I mean, that's a pretty tough combination.
Yeah, that was our goal this week. It was tempo, 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 and we matched it. You know, our game plan was simple because you can't do a lot when they're in a tempo mode like that at this point in the season, with where we're at in week two. So to get them to slow down enough to where we could get a call in and really dictate, you know, some coverage stuff and being there for interceptions was huge. I mean, yeah, Cole Zarbano, he's a playmaker in both sides of the ball, and they can show that tonight. Obviously, Gus with a good pick. But, you know, it just really felt good, you know, stuffing the run with our emphasis this week. And you know, it didn't really get out on us until towards the end of the game. And they had their ones in, and we were kind of playing some guys and, you know, being opportunistic on what we got going forward. But, yeah, some great job on takeaways.
If you were a defensive coach going against Maryville, I don't assume you would want to see this tandem of running backs. You see Gavin McAtee come out, the workhorse with 22 carries, over 100 yards. Sadler View is a bowling ball. He had back-to-back touchdown runs a couple times there and broke one free for 30 yards. We see Luke Allen, some tough running, can increase and carry the football really well. You got a heck of a stable there.
Yeah, you know, we've Matt Houchin and Marcus Krasinski, our offensive staff, adding Grant Hageman in, and you know, with Tom Dwight, all those guys do a good job. But we've been really known for in a lot of years when we're in this style of offense to being running back by committee. And I'll tell you what, it's hard sometimes with young people for them to, I don't know, accept that or realize, have an identity, that's who we are. And, you know, there's some awesome times where, you know, you got Gavin McAtee really doing some good job running the football. But, you know, blocking, you know, and that was a positive last week. One thing I said, how can you take a positive from losing 61-12? Well, my goodness, we got some backs running hard. So if we get them some creases, we get stuff blocked well, we can, and then it just keeps showing up. You know, all of them run hard. You know, that you don't see them getting, I don't know, tossed back or not least, you know, it's those negative yardage plays which kill a drive with this style. And, you know, we need to continue to do that. But we've got a stable of backs that run very hard at physical, and that's important.
Now, Tom Dwight listed as your wide receivers coach. I don't know if he's worked on this or if this is just something that we saw the big flash tonight. Major Scarborough obviously has quite the frame, and he's got the ability to go up and get the football. He high-pointed that football perfectly on a fourth down and eight. Matthew put it up, perfect touch, and Major brought that down. You know he can catch and make plays, but that was perfection on the end of your tight end.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, again, you know, you pointed out Major's route and being able to high point, and obviously some height, his height there helps him. But, yeah, it was exciting to see Matthew, like you just said, put some touch on it. That's a touch throw, and he knew he had it. And sometimes, you know, last week Matthew underthrew something like that, and he learned from it. And then so this week, you know, that's a good touch pass that we can continue to build on and using that part of, you know, his game. He'll just continue to get better. And there's some mistakes he made, but he'll evaluate, and we'll keep getting better. But, yeah, just really proud of our overall offense and being able to just sustain those drives. You know, last week we didn't finish. This week we finished, and that was the goal this week.
You talked about it. You thanked the crowd. Parking was impossible. Of course, we showed up early, but we had some folks that came in and said there was no parking within blocks of here, right?
Yeah, let's pass another bond and we'll build a parking lot with it.
There you go. That's next. Maybe parking garage.
I mean, I'm sitting next to his, you know, assistant super right here. That
he
can
make it happen.
Yeah.
But the crowd's full. Boom. It's fun. Facilities, big win, Pleasant Hill. Next week's arrival, it's Chillicothe. Starts out the MEC play. Why not get this crowd back?
You bet. I mean, we need to bring this every week. And it's senior night, and we talk about it every year on honoring the seniors. But it's not just the football guys. You know, it's everybody else that it takes into a Friday night of atmosphere. And I think, you know, I'm not watching the video board, but I know what went into that work. And Donovan Harris and his crew, it's just going to keep highlighting more and more things throughout our community. That thing is not just that is a community board, and we're just going to keep highlighting. It makes the experience awesome. Obviously, the music, the parking, the whole thing. It's an event, you know, and we're going to keep improving it and week to week. But, yeah, let's get them back. You know, come back. It's going to be senior night. Chili's a rival. They'll bring a great crowd. I know they lost tonight, but they'll be ready for us, and we'll be ready for them. But let's get this thing cranking. Let's just go bust out another 1-0.
Coach, nice win. Thanks for the time. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb joining us, a 35-0 win over the Pleasant Hill Roosters. We'll step aside and be back to wrap things up here on KXCV KRNW.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from doctors Bruce Twaddle, Brian Veritaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
KXCW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound one last time as the Spoofhounds pick up the 35-0 victory over Pleasant Hill. Next week at home against Chillicothe, as Coach Webb said, that is senior night, only three home games this year in the regular season. So senior night's going to be next week. I'm so excited. I just want more Spoofhound football, right?
Bring it on.
So we encourage everybody to come out. Of course, bring your headset and your receivers so you can listen to us while you're here. But should be a fun one next week with an MEC rival in town.
What a night here. We talked about it from the onset. New facility upgrades, new field turf, new scoreboard. On the field, it says Spoofhound. I don't know. They might, with this running attack, change the name to Pound Town, Hound Town, whatever you want to call it. This place was rocking tonight. That offensive line was jamming. And next week, a bit of a rivalry game as Chillicothe comes in, licking their wounds off of a 42-7 loss to Kirksville. And I can all but guarantee they thought they were going up there to win that ball game. They've got some work to do if they're going to come in here and think they're going to get an upset against this Hounds team if they're playing at the same caliber that they did tonight. And what a fun environment. We talked about the facilities, but it was also youth football night. So this place is just lined with kids who were dying to get on that field and be with their big Spoofhound brothers. The future of Spoofhound football looks awfully good. I'd be a little bit remiss if I didn't mention, because I told them I would, Maddie Dowis, Sarah Peterson, their kids were here. Nolan Tritton, your son was here. What a fun night to see all these kids out there on the turf, running around, enjoying themselves, and they get a victory to top it off. And here's the only thing we could ask for, is that tomorrow night, you and John Coffey get out to Kearney, Nebraska, and you guys call a victorious Northwest Missouri State Bearcat win against the Lopers. So we're going to go 2-0 this weekend, Matt. Make it happen.
Hey, why not? Northwest Missouri State, as Phillip said, a 7 o'clock kickoff against UNK. Voice of the Bearcats, John Coffey, will have the call. We will have pregame beginning at 6 o'clock here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. That'll wrap things up for us here from the Hound Pound. Once again, support for KXCV KRNW comes from the St. Joe Sports Commission. Preparing for the St. Joseph Marathon September 28th. It starts and finishes behind Civic Center Park in downtown St. Joe. Race distances include the full marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, and a relay. Registration is open, stjomosports.com. That'll wrap things up for us here this evening. Thanks to everyone for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Thanks, of course, to Coach Webb for joining us pre- and post-game. Back in the KEXCV KRNW studios for us, that's Caitlin, Caroline Porin, our sideline reporter. And for Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton, saying so long from the Hound Pound.